Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Goes on, long after the threat of Rona is gone. Says, oh yeah, we'll never take it off. Long after the spread of Rona is gone, they mask on.
If love makes the world go round, a pandemic can bring it to a standstill.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, everybody. This is O'Hallahan from South Korea. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
So, hi, everyone. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. And it is Wednesday, the 10th of March, 2021. I am with Fakeologist Mobile, the mobile version of him, and Skylarkin. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Bonjour. Hello, Skylarkin.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. So another day, another brick in the wall.
Yes. We were discussing before you joined us and kindly invited us to the live stream, the cult, different cult story, because as everyone knows, this is one of my favorite topic of discussion. I just love a good cult story.
Oh, okay. What cult are we in now? The cult of COVIDian.
Well, something is bound to happen. I think that it's you that mentioned that most common religion in the UN was the Baha'i religion, so it's different than everything else. It is not really a cult, but there is something about it. People might just be slowly drifting into a cult mentality.
Yeah.
The Baha'i religion? I didn't talk about it. Are you talking about Skylarkin?
I thought that it was you, but maybe it's someone else. But someone here at Fakeologist mentioned that it was the most disseminated religion amongst the UN workers.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that. And I think that'd be pretty hard to prove.
I think that maybe it's on the self-report, if you want. Maybe there is a questionnaire that is going around at some point, and you can answer whatever you want, and for some reason, the people of that faith just responded more frequently than the others.
C'est possible. I think we're in the cult of COVID right now.
Oh, yes, we are, definitely. People are getting aggressive. Just this week, someone on an elevator wished me a good and bad... he wished me a good illness because I was not wearing a mask in an elevator at work. So people are getting aggressive, and slowly but surely they are getting more confident, which makes absolutely no sense because nothing is happening.
How did you react to that person?
I said absolutely nothing because I had nothing to respond to that. I just can't comprehend that you wish ill on someone else. I mean, that's beyond my understanding, so I said absolutely nothing.
I've noticed.
Yeah, that must be hard as a man to keep quiet.
Well, since it was in a work setting, anything else than saying nothing would have put me in trouble. So that guy has no importance. I will probably never meet him anymore. And in the end, he's just a poor soul that is lost. And it's not his fault. He just don't have the tool to understand the situation.
Go ahead, Skylarkin. We cut you off.
I was just going to say a lot of people are doing that now. They're wishing, you know, other people to get sick. I've noticed it a lot on social media.
They're getting bold. They're getting bold.
Yeah, they are. And I think it's fear, though, that why they're like that. I think because they realise that it's been dragging on for so long now, I think deep down they know there's something not right about it, and they just, if they see anyone resisting it, they get terrified, you know. There's a lot of it happening, and a lot of media outlets are just winding people up as well. Like I follow one, which is just it's just a clubbing magazine, Mixed Mag, on Facebook. And lately they've been posting loads of articles and things about COVID and about vaccination passports, gigs coming up. And it's like, why are they involving themselves in that? You know, it's a music page. It's not about politics or about COVID, but it's really frequent now. And you can see all the opinions on there, you know, people who don't believe it and people that do, and people arguing. And it's like they're just baiting and just getting a rise out of people, you know.
Hello.
Hi.
Purple Play.
How is everyone? Hello, Fakeologist Skylarkin,
Benoit,
and Rolly Quaid.
What's up, guys?
Hey there.
Hi.
I was just going to add in something. I was in the car, and on again, like you said, Skylarkin, the radio program, you know, just listening to music, then they come on with their advertisements, and, you know, the DJ
propaganda.
Says, oh, I was just talking to my cousin, and he told me he just came, he went and got the vaccine, and he's doing great, everything's fine, and told me I should think about getting it. And, you know, he's telling it like it's this little story, but it's actually an advertisement, because then he goes on to say, oh, you can go down to the CVS and the Target now are, you know, dispensing vaccines. So no more, no more appointments or special codes. We used to have to have a special code to be eligible. Now it's like walk into your favorite vaccination dispenser and you're good to go. And encourage.
You could also go to the, go down to Sunset and Vine, and the friendly heroin dealer is also doing COVID shots, I hear. So while you're getting your heroin, you can get your COVID shot. That's about the level of intelligence it seems.
It is.
You guys think.
I would not be surprised if that was going on. Truthfully, I mean, everybody's in on it. It's like, it's so apparent. It's all about money. And if you throw some money at somebody, they're on board.
This is Jeff Sand, dude.
Laura Mars.
The Phoenician.
Poi Poloi.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I love
how
that.
How much are you
going
to have to.
Shout.
Yeah, that's a good one. How much are you going to have to pay to not get the vaccine? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. Jeez.
It's going to be a lot.
I don't
lot
know.
More.
I've been listening to Crow's. Do you ever listen to Crow? All his
not legal, lately.
All his legal people that have been coming on about, you know, opting out of, you know, writing all these letters, people that are writing letters to their employers, and, you know, there's a certain amount of pushback that, you know, and I imagine if you're in a position where they can set you in a room and nobody else is in there, then, you know, you can go in there without a mask and without vaccination. But, you know, they're really vigilant, I think, about, I mean, I don't think you could be like on the front line, you know, like at the grocery store or whatever, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, have the QR codes started to pop up where you work and go to?
I have never seen a QR code in California, to be honest with you.
Oh, they just put one up in front of our workplace today. And I've been to a couple places that have the QR codes as you walk in or before you walk in. So
and
here we go.
Do they make you do it? I mean,
well, they just put it up this afternoon. Nobody said anything, but I don't know how they would know if you did it or not. You could just say you did it, and then, well, I doubt it. But I'm just saying, I don't see how you can, it's sort of the system is half-assed right now. I think it's going to be, I think in Singapore, they're interactive QR codes, so the gate won't open until it green lights you. But right now, we're just we're just the thin edge of the wedge with the QR codes.
Well,
so it's a electronic version of a survey right now.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's going to be hooked up to a gate soon.
In my opinion, the best way to get rid of something you don't like is to say that it's racist. So find something racist about QR code and you are safe.
Well, Bill Gates is trying to say math is racist, so, you know, that throws out everything on the computer, right?
Yeah. Well, what about the new math? Is that still racist?
Can't go digital if you're saying, well, because his stance is that anything that has an absolute answer, only one right answer, which is like, okay, what? That's racist.
Yeah, they want to change how it's taught, don't they? They want to change the way the system of teaching it to give, you know, basically people more opportunity to answer the answer so that it doesn't have to be the correct answer. Or so it's just so stupid and patronizing anyway. I read the article on their website and it's just fucking insulting, you know.
I think they're just doing stupid tests to see, you know, how far they can take it. It just boggles my mind, some of the things they're coming out with that just, they're just not. What I was going to say too is I was reading on the county, our county website, because, you know, when they lifted us to, you know, the next level color, whatever, which, and it's starting to tell you all the things that, well, okay, you can do this, you can do that, blah, blah, blah. But the thing that hit me was at some point in the paragraph, it started talking about the county health index, kind of like, you know, how the AQMD, the air quality people put a number on the air quality. It's like they're trying to put a number on, you know, like, okay, so you have so many people who have been tested positive or whatever their numbers are, you know, they're bogus, but whatever, they're putting a number to it, just like your cholesterol number or your high blood pressure number. It's all like, you know, going to be, you know, well, the county number is this, so we have to lock you down this week, you know, or that's, I think, where they're heading. Another agency to, you know, put out numbers and create policy accordingly.
Yeah, we don't have air quality. we don't have air quality in Toronto. No, we don't have that agency. I know that California is one of the most totalitarian places on earth, it's definitely in the United States. You guys have more agencies and more layers of government controlling more aspects of society. And unfortunately, you do set the precedent around the world for it in many ways. So air quality is definitely one of them. And I guess their reason is that you've got 40 million people jammed along the coastline, mostly in the south. So you do need to manage the herd a little more diligently because there's so many people on top of each other. But yeah, and I just heard today that Toronto is the most locked down city, or has been in lockdown the longest of anywhere, at least in North America. I don't know about the world. So Toronto is another test sort of precedent place to just screw the people, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, they're definitely marching forward with all their plans, but I don't know. I still feel like there's a lot of people out there who are not going to go with it very much longer. And, you know, it's...
Yeah. Do you have any evidence of that?
Well, because of, you know, just people that you talk to around, you ask them, you know, you talk to them and they say, yeah, it's messed up, but they have to do because, you know, somebody's at a finger on them to do it, like, you know, their employer or their health.
Yeah, it's all money. It's all money. The $2 trillion they just released at the top. Now, we know lots of it won't make it even halfway down the economic pyramid, but most will be sucked off at the top end. But that's what's motivating everyone at the top to do what they're doing, all the corporate leaders, all the corporations. They're just And even in the airline industry, they're going to get a lion's share of the money to compensate them for shutting them down. So that will make them de facto beholden to the elite to do whatever the hell unconstitutional, illegal maneuver that they're asked to do because, hey, we just paid you. We just bailed you out. You got to do what we say. It's just classic mafia tactics of blackmail.
Money.
You know, it's all a blackmail saying, you know, the guy, the old joke about the guy in New York, the mafia guy goes up to the store owner and says, hey, do you need glass insurance? The store owner says, well, I don't need glass insurance. Why the hell do I need glass insurance? And the next night, all his windows are busted.
Right.
And then the guy goes back and says, you should have bought glass insurance, shouldn't you? Now do you want it?
Right, right.
Same thing.
Well, and that's, you know, that's kind of been going on forever. This is just...
Yeah.
You know,
but now the government's doing it.
It's not
now that friendly neighborhood government's doing it, shaking you down.
Well, they always have to. I'm saying this has come from the top for, you know, forever, because that's where, I mean, if you think about where it started, you know, even if it, you know, the royals are not in power, everybody says they're not, there is somebody, you know, that we never ever see.
Behind them,
if we ever found out who they were, there'd be hell to pay.
We might do something.
I'm pretty sure they know.
We might yell at them.
No. I think it'd be far worse than that, but...
We will have some strong words for them.
Yes. We'll protest.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, these days, because everybody, I think everybody's dumbed down on whatever they're putting in the air or food and...
No. People are just the same as they've always been. They expect someone else to do everything and do it. Hey, I'll let you guys know, I went... if you guys ever get lost in the Telegram app, the Telegram is huge. And I went on disclose.tv, just another Telegram channel I subscribe to. And last night, they have a chat, an audio chat like this on Telegram. And at one point, there are 80 people in the room. So I was spreading some fakeologist links. I don't know if I got even one person to come over, but... You guys might want to look into Telegram, find a group, see all Telegram discussion groups. There are two kinds of Telegram groups. Broadcast, where only the one person can leave a message and everyone usually can comment. And there's a discussion group where anyone can post. And the discussion groups have audio on them as well. Now, most of them have no one in their audios, but... On some of the bigger ones, the Disclosed Telegram has over 200,000 members in it. So they, out of that, they got about 80 people in an audio chat last night, and I was there for a few hours. And it's quite interesting because they're not fakeologists, but you can get a feel for what just regular people are talking about that are slightly conspiratorial-minded. You might want to check into that.
Sounds interesting.
So join Telegram, fake11.com/telegram. That gets you into the fakeologist chat. It's not very active because most of you guys are over here in Discord. And it's just a different...
Obviously.
Well, yeah, you can't be everywhere. You can't spread yourself too thin, but it's just interesting. And I don't really mind which group takes off. Discord or Telegram. You got to go where the people go. That's how I look at it.
Yes,
so check
I have
out,
the
guys.
Telegram app on my former phone, and I have still yet to install it on the new one. Same goes for the forum, by the way. By using TapTalk. TapaTalk.
Yeah, there's so much out there.
Well, Ab, I was listening to your... chat with Amanda, you and Uncle Odd talking with Amanda. That was a really good chat you guys did. I think she's got a site too, doesn't she? Didn't she say that?
Yeah.
A Telegram. Everybody's got like you said, it's like hard to decide where to put your time.
Where to spend your time.
She's so awesome. I would love to talk to her. But
she's
I'm sure
smart.
She's not on the chat. I'm sure she's busy working.
She's spread herself super thin with what she's doing as well.
Yeah,
she's really interesting. Really interesting woman. And I just listened to an interview that was better than our interview, because she had a one-on-one with a guy named Patrick somebody. I'm going to post that probably because it was a pretty good interview as well. She gets into a few places that I'm not in. For instance, she's into just a little bit esoteric health that I don't understand, where she just says that energies and electric and
stuff
you can't really put your finger on. I don't know where she's at on that, but she loses me a bit. But yeah, she's pretty good.
Well, the interesting thing that you had mentioned in that chat, or that she had mentioned, I can't remember, was something about somebody who leaked out some of the Canadian plans for.
Yeah.
For the how things were going to go. But, you know, on a Crow episode I was just listening to, they also mentioned that as well. So I was, you know, it was kind of curious that they came up with the same information. So,
well, that was released last year, and I didn't publish it because I thought it was sort of BS. But many people started talking about it and promoting it as real, and the Ice Age farmer, who is another Canadian, he made it neat into a chart, a graph, and he was basically just checking off everything that has happened, and it's all on schedule. So
it's looking
more and more like it's pretty damn accurate, which sucks, but at least it is for Canada. So we're hitting all the check marks.
Yeah, well, but the main motivator, like everything else, is the frickin' money. It's all about they got to do a reset because we're so deep into the bankruptcy and the money. They fucked with the money for so long.
Yeah.
There, something has to be done, and this is the way they've chosen to do it. So, if you think about
I agree.
In that case, all the fake money that is pumped into the system as it is right now is kind of hush money for everyone to shut up when the big thing will happen.
But and eventually it's going to be worthless anyway, so you can't get very excited about it.
Well, here's
the most important thing, though, that I got from that anyway, that I don't know if you remember, one of the points was that they're going to come to us eventually and say, hey, you know, we'll give you this basic universal income, you know, and but you're not going to have anything that you own anymore. You're going to hand over your assets, everything.
And you're going to have to go wherever they need you. So if they need people to, if you need to go work in a nursing home because they can't find anyone to do it, which is definitely a theme. You're going to have to do it if you want your basic income. That's all going to be part. It's going to allow them to push you around wherever they want. And if you don't do it, they're just going to bring in hundreds of thousands of people with nothing into the country to do it. Even my job in trucking, I was thinking about that today. I said, well, I don't have to worry because they can't do, we can't offshore transportation to China. But then I thought, wait a second, they could bring the Chinese here to do it. Then I'm screwed. So that with the open borders. So, yeah, it's going to be very dangerous times.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like we, again, though, as far as, because from the Crow show perspective, they talk about the law and stuff, and all these things are just offered. You don't have to take it. And if people get wise, or you know, figure this out, we can, you know, just tell them all to go take a hike. But
okay, but their offers right now, my concern is, when will these offers turn into orders and laws? Because
we got to fight it what else can we do?
I agree.
What will happen, in my opinion, is that the Chinese guy will not have to be in Toronto to drive the truck. He can do it from China. So.
You'll say that again?
I say the guy will not need to be physically in Canada to drive your truck. He can do it from China remotely.
Well, yeah, I know. That's that haptic suit that you wear. But I think in the next 25 years, he's still going to have to be here. I don't think the technology is going to... Here's an example. The school board where I live in, their system went down today. So all that remote learning BS stopped for the day. The technology is not reliable yet. It's not there yet. It will be with the 5G and the redundancy of the internet, all that kind of thing, but it's not there yet. Can you imagine if you're driving a big 100,000 pounds down the highway and the internet connection goes out?
Exactly.
Hello? Anyone see a problem there? Oh, we lost connection. I drive across the city talking to you guys, and this Discord kicks me out two or three times every time. That's not good when you're changing lanes with that kind of weight. Not going to work.
Well, but it could be, though, that they're, you know, how you're talking about being censored and all this stuff taken away. We will get the crappy internet and they will get, you know, obviously they would have to make sure that it won't go down and that truck doesn't crash.
Wow.
It's going to be hierarchy.
Well, good luck.
Again. So,
hey, Ab,
yeah, they could prioritize.
We're already here in Minnesota and we're having problems with kids servers at schools too. Anyways.
Yeah, but those aren't related.
Well,
5G is just...
Hold on. I'll tell you after the bumper.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we were talking about remote learning just a second ago, and in Canada, the schools, the servers go down often. They're quite doing that remote learning, even in 5G territory like Minnesota. Where we have
But 5G is everywhere. It's in all the big cities. I don't know where it is because I don't have a 5G phone. So, you know, my phone will show me when I'm in 4G, but I don't even care if I'm in 5G or not. It's just another frequency. But I'm just talking about the 500 computers at our school board. They're all linked together, and someone walks by and kicks out the power cord, the whole thing goes down.
Well,
it's not that technical.
They have the worst computers, you know, because I know in my district, I was talking to the IT guy because that's what I used to do. And he told me, you know, because he was trying to recruit me. And he said, but you're not going to learn anything because all our stuff is old and, you know, we're not doing anything cutting rate, you know, cutting edge. So,
well, you'll laugh because when I toured the nuclear power plant years ago in the learning center, one of the questions they helped us ask them because they knew it would come up is they said, why do we have such old computers running this 1970s nuclear power plant? And their answer was preemptively, because why would we upgrade when this old crap works so well? You know, that makes no sense because we all know that things do break down and they're not going to keep making parts for a 1965 car because if there's only two of them out there, it's not economically sensible. So, but yeah, that's their excuse. That's
well,
another
but you
tell
know
that,
what the real
that
reason
whole thing
is fake. Is that the nuclear
it's
is
a prop.
A fake
it's
thing.
It's a prop, yeah.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Okay.
Of course it's fake. It's just a money laundering scheme. It's a joke. It's a laugh. But I'm just saying that it's the same with school boards. They buy whatever they can afford. And different school boards, especially in the U.S., can afford only certain amounts. You know?
Yeah.
School
yeah.
is still a local, is still a county issue, is it? Is education state or local or county?
Well, the way I understand it, because I, you know, when my daughter was young, I was heavily involved in all that. Basically, what happens is they, you know, take your money, of course, out of your taxes, your property taxes, and it doesn't go directly to the school. It goes to, you know, some governing body in the federal arena, and then they decide how much money they're going to give back to you depending on, you know, how big your district is and what, you know, how many children are there. It's like everything else, it's all about the money. You know, they just give you as much as they think you need, but they're always clamoring for more, and they're always, the teachers always have to like go on strike to get a couple pennies more. And I can't tell you how you're talking about the buildings, you know, and all the technology. I mean, we couldn't even, our gyms, the high school gyms, were closed for years because the showers, they couldn't get money to come in and like do the plumbing to make the showers work.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's just nuts. It's crazy. And then the junior high, they finally got some construction workers in there to go and, you know, do some work. And they did all this work for like, I don't know, 5 years. It was supposed to be done by the time my daughter was in junior high. And they started when, you know, with the talking about it when she was in kindergarten. Anyway, long story short, so they finally did the work, and she was already in high school by the time they even started it.
But yeah,
they did the work. And then a couple years later, they had to close it all down because, I don't know, they did something wrong or something, and it was all molded out because, you know, we're near the ocean. And all of a sudden, they had this huge mold problem, so they had to close it down again for like 2 years. It's just nuts. And they bring in outside contractors. They don't bring in people from the community.
The area.
I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just disgusting.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
It's
corrupt. If you see how the sausage is made, you'll never eat the sausage again.
Right, right. It's corruption overload to the max. And it's never about the children. I mean, I sat down with the superintendent, the superintendent, the top guy, the district guy of the school. And, you know, because we were trying to get, you know, just normal stuff for the kids, you know. And I went into his office and you could see his, what do you call it? What was that? His Rhodes Scholar certificate on the wall.
Oh,
you know what
big
a Rhodes
guy.
Scholar is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, bring them in.
That's top notch.
They're never from the area. They bring them from who knows where, and apparently they're part of a club, and they're in charge of all the money. They're in charge of all the direction that the school takes. And you know, just sitting there, he just looked at us like, you know, I mean, you could tell his contempt for us. He just looked at us like we were all a bunch of, you know, hysterical women.
That guy will have a big position in the new technocracy because he's already started. They already kind of have a technocracy installed, I guess, is what you're saying. So, he's the expert.
Yeah.
He knows everything. Yeah.
Well, he's gone now. I mean, he's been gone for a while. I don't know where he went. He retired. He retired, like, a few years after that little incident. But it's just, like I said, it just opens your eyes completely as to what is really going on out there.
Well, he might, this is all about a big reset because all these people in these fields, education, healthcare, the baby boomers, the pensions, the unfunded pensions, the huge liabilities, they're all going to be reset and they're all going to go to zero. So all these people that are sitting around retiring early, these baby boomers that are expecting to rack up the healthcare costs as they get old and run through the system. Well, guess what? They're going to empty the bank and lock the doors to the hospitals, which is what they've been doing for the last year. They haven't cleared out the banks yet, but that's coming. I smell it a mile away.
Well, sadly, something's got to happen. I mean, it's who knows, but that's what everybody's
happening.
We're all screwed, and we'll see what, you know, but that's where, you know, you talk about Amanda and her spiritual energy, the energetic things. I think that's where you're going to be saved, because I believe there is higher powers out there that can protect you, or at least put you in the right direction as to where you're
going. I'm working hard to spread truth down here, and of course it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You can have it if you want it. You can donate to help build it up. But I'm doing my best to reserve my place in wherever we go next. So hopefully I won't have to walk
right
through
you're,
a
you're
pit
putting
of fire.
Out good energy, Ab. You're
yeah.
All
I want is a seat at the table. I don't want to go into the pit of hell. Just let me in, please.
Well, like I said, I think I have been working on that for many years now, and now, you know, every time stuff like this happens, you know, it seems to roll off and I don't get as burned. So I think there's something to it.
Good.
Like,
well,
like
you're giving out, yeah.
Like what Frank said, you know, Frank has been saying it too, you know, he says he's saying the Lord's Prayer, but I suspect he's doing, you know, more stuff.
Yeah, well, Frank is a good man. He spreads a lot of positivity and trying to give a solution, whether it'll work or not, who knows. I'm going to be off in a minute for dinner, but we got Dee Dee, we got Lost Spider Phallus. You guys can all talk. Don't worry about butting in, especially the women. Just start talking and get your message out. Don't be polite. This is not about whose turn. Just start talking. You don't have to wait. Don't even wait till someone finishes if you want to start talking. Just go. No one will be accusing you of being rude.
I have one question for you, Mr. Ab. What happened to your wife? She hasn't come back to the server, Mrs. Fakeologist. I still want to talk to her.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she when I do a formal show, a lot of the time she'll listen to the stream at fake11.com/stream1 or stream2, but she doesn't log into Discord, and she probably doesn't even have the new Discord server address, by the way. She's probably not even logged in, but I'll tell her you want to speak to her, because she's all fired up about what's going on, because it's a year later, of course.
She should come on. I would really love to talk with her.
Okay, well, we'll have dinner, and I'll ask if you're still here in an hour or so. I'll tell her that maybe,
tell her to come on to the server and we can, you know, set up a time. Like, I don't know if I'll be here in an hour, but, you know, it's hit and miss with me. Sometimes I never know when I'm going to be able to jump on. So, but unless I make
and
a date, you know.
And that is the beauty of it. Anyone can come in at any time and just start yapping and come and go. There's no appointment required, and it only takes two people to get the thing going, and it's been quiet for days. But people are set social beings, and they're actually mostly followers, which is fine, that they'll wait till one or two people get here and then get going. But anyone can start a talk. Anybody. There's so much to talk about. My God. But go for it. Go for it, anybody. Butt in. I'll be signing off.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, Johnson has to do vaccine out, huh?
Ah, Jesus. the people that put asbestos in the baby powder have a vaccine. Great news.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And it doesn't need to be stay super cold, and you only need one shot. So I think this one's going to sell even better than the other ones.
You mean they only need one bullet in the chamber?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Russian roulette the old-fashioned way.
All right. Well, my blog is turning more into a vaccine blog than a fakeology blog, which I'm sorry about, guys, but this is just a little too prescient to ignore. I do put a little bit of fakeology here and there, but mostly it's about the garbage that's supposed to be in the quaxine. And I think if anyone is buying the quaxine myth, then they're really in big trouble. I'm not sure if it'll kill you, but I can't imagine it's going to help you.
Plenty of information out there that it might not be the best thing for you. I mean, there's more than just really bad conspiracy theorists. A lot of moms and families know that they're bad for their kids.
Well, anyone that can think and read should know they're no good. It's crazy.
Well, how about the fact that Johnson & Johnson has always been so upfront and caring about us in their products?
Yeah.
The powder, right? The baby powder. What about the cancer in the baby powder?
Was that about, right? The whole point is they knew about that, right?
Well, they're still paying out on it. I don't know if they knew about it, but it's like, why would you trust a company that would put out that sort of thing? But that's just me. I don't know.
Well, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine because there's nothing other than witchcraft behind the concept that you can stick a dead thing of an illness and it's going to help you. It's 150-year-old voodoo.
Well, did you hear that presentation that Connecticut dude, I think it was Rod Jenkinson who posted it, and the guy was giving testimony about the fact, it was basically just on the vaccine that they said, they were talking about how it, all the stuff that they put in it and the reason why they got to put in there, because it's got a, you know, blast all these things further into your bloodstream and that it get, in order for it to get into your brain, it's like, why does it need to go into your brain? It was so interesting.
I didn't hear that one. I don't know if this sounds almost like disinfo, but I'll listen.
Well, it was a
I'll
doctor.
Listen to that.
He was a doctor who said it was very eloquently, he spoke very knowledgeably, and, you know, again, but bottom line, you know, massive metals.
The bottom line is, would you drink what's in the vaccine? Would you drink it? The answer is no.
Just the metals alone. I mean, it.
You wouldn't drink it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
And you heard what Amanda said about the aluminum.
Oh, well, yeah. Course. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'd rather drink one than get a shot by one.
Exactly.
If I had to take a choice, I'd drink it. I'd rather consume it than have it put in my bloodstream.
Pull it out and be done with it. But again, if you're talking about a virus that's in your body, why would it need to go into your brain?
And all vaccines are for viruses, right? None of them, no vaccines are for any bacterias or anything.
Right, right. A virus that we can't see, that nobody knows where it came from, but yet they can make a vaccine for it. I don't know.
Yeah, once you start questioning the virus theory.
That's some good magic.
Wow, the vaccines sound even dumber and more dangerous.
Exactly, exactly.
But you could question a virus, yeah.
Well, just the fact alone that you can't stop wearing your mask, you're still contagious, and you still can get the sickness. So what is a vaccine? What's the point?
Yeah, and it's actually kind of complicated. If you really look into it, like each vaccine, like there is, supposedly there's live viruses, dead viruses, different adjuvants and all these parts of them. They all do stuff, probably. I think they might not even be, I don't know. They might not even be bad, but I don't think they do anything good. You know what I mean? I don't think they do anything good.
Exactly. If it's not going to do what it's supposed, you know what? I mean, come on. What is the point of it if it's not going to do what is the whole point of a vaccine is to like protect you, right? And it, from what they're saying, they're actually telling you it's not going to do any of those things. So It defies logic. Apparently, we're throwing that out, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the diseases, the alleged diseases that they protect you from, like chickenpox. I had chickenpox. It was no big deal.
Right. Well,
like,
yeah.
So why do I got to, why do I got to, like, a lot of these things are literally, like, no big deal when you get them. Anyway, so you're taking this vaccine to keep you from getting something, the totally unnatural way to go through the world. Preventing something that doesn't even really hurt you anyway.
Right, but like I was telling Ab that Amanda Vollmer was talking about, that a lot of these vaccines have aluminum in them, and that's where all these children are getting harmed by getting aluminum in their brain and also the Alzheimer issue. So if you look at
Ed Mercury and
yes,
there's
and
like aborted human fetuses is like openly admitted to being in some vaccine.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
pig DNA, chicken embryo. I mean, there's just all kinds of bizarre stuff that are in these concoctions. It's like witchcraft, just like Ed said. Like, a good way to put it is like witchcraft.
They make this
strange concoction and then they shoot it into your arm. You know, it's just bizarre. It's a bizarre thing.
Well, it's like I said, the entire thing is a huge marketing campaign, and they're making huge buckets of money on it. As usual, it's always money involved. Hello.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value-for-value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
That's funny.
So, as far as I can tell, in the news, every bit of any corona news right now, I kind of like went through the like most recent news, it seems like everything in America, or the United States at least, is ebbing towards opening. Even the crappy places like California, New York are even opening, going on lower tiers. Like, the corona thing is actually ebbing at right now, in America at least, and probably most of the world too, I would think, even though their legislation is more controlling than America.
Ab was saying not necessarily, but yeah. So you guys are opening up down there. Are you in the red color zone, whatever? You know what your
well, chart. I don't know what the I never looked into that. Like, I don't even know. I don't pay attention that much. But I do know that we can go to restaurants and sit outside right now, which what happened a couple weeks ago. And I think I have to look at what the next tier even means. Like, when we're going to be allowed to eat in a restaurant,
well,
or when the restaurant owners are going to be allowed to have people in there. I don't know if allowed is the right word, because
we are. Yeah. Well, under our red tier, which like I just went to go, cause I happened to be on the our county website. It's not even for all of California. It's just for our county. And, like you said, it's red, which is just a click above the purple, which the purple was the worst. And I take offense to that, but anyway. the red and meant that restaurants, you can eat indoors, inside, but only 25% capacity, but only up to 100 people if your facility, you know. So I guess if you're a 400-seat restaurant, you can have 100 people in there. So and then, of course, they're opening bars that don't serve food. They're opening museums. They're opening children's amusement parks. You know, a lot of things are opening up. But again, but it says with modifications. So,
right, like my son's school. My son hasn't been to school in a year. It'll be a year now.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow or whatever. And that big anniversary coming up. As everyone said, 3/11. Even though it wasn't exactly a day where everything happened.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was.
I don't know. When did they close Staples Center? When did they stop the sports? Was that on the 11th? I think that was like on the 20th or something. But that was like a big day when my school shut down and the sports shut down all at the same day. And my wife was so freaked out. And I'm like, oh, it's just a cold, Dad. People are freaking out over nothing. It was like.
Yeah, it was all within a week. It was all within a week, because I remember they had said, oh, you can choose to to shelter in place if you want to, because, you know, it's so scary. And so a lot of people were already saying, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to shelter in place, just because, you know, they were already virtue signaling, whatever. But then within a few days of that, it was like, oh, no, it's everybody's got to do it now. So, which was pretty weird because that happened really quick. Within a week, I think it was, everything got shut down. So,
right.
Yeah.
Everything, all the big stuff and everything like that. And then a little store is like, but yeah, so I guess LA County, the county I live in, is going to be red tier like within a couple days. It's still not red tier. I can't believe it. And I guess the red tier is not even, I guess the purple tier is the worst one, you said?
Yeah, well, I, as far as I'm, that I know. But like I said, I've never really looked at the chart either. I just, like I said, was on the county website, and that said, okay, under the red distinction, this is what's going to go down. So,
which I live in Oregon, that we can eat in restaurants now.
When did that? Hey, Dee Dee,
you're in California, right?
Yeah, when did you get to eat in restaurants? Did they ever shut it off? Did they ever stop you?
Oh yeah, they did since January. Oh. The governor, you know, she was like, we have to shut everything down except if you're essential, you know, worker. So like grocery stores and like Target. Those places are open, but everything else is closed.
So
but now you can sit in restaurants.
Yeah, but limited. But I don't pay attention to the colors, like what. But yeah, you can. The bars have opened
without serving food, because before our bars could not operate
without
serving food. But now they're saying you can just go in and have a drink, and you know that's it.
What state are you in? California.
Yeah, Northern California.
Especially with California and Oregon, they're very similar, you know.
Yeah, they're getting similar, unfortunately,
Oregon
for you.
Yeah, just all one, in fact. There's no difference, you know.
And Washington is even following suit, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the entire coast, yeah. Yeah, man. Did you see that mask burning up in Idaho?
No, I just read about
you
that.
Guys, oh, my God, yeah, they have videos. They had at the state capitol in Boise, which is where my sister lives, in Boise, Idaho. They had a big, giant mask burning, and they had a barrel out there, and they were throwing masks in it. Oh, that was sweet. That's after they opened, what, Mississippi and Texas are opening. Like, everything is on an opening trend. I don't know if this is fake news.
I just feel like we're going to get hit by another. They're going to, like, blame us for, like, opening everything up, and then
people
will come
and
back,
it's
going to be ongoing. It's like they want us to get used to these lockdowns,
20,
you know.
Whatever, because
it's 21.
Like the hospitals in Texas will get overran, and everybody's going to
They'll blame Texas and Florida for being like. I mean, right now it's even spring break, and these kids for spring break are going to like Cancun and like. I mean, I work with young people, and they all went to Cancun. Obviously, social. It's like, how do you, like, it's so ridiculous. Like how.
But don't you have to take
a test to
get on the plane?
Yeah, you do. And then when you come back, you have to quarantine yourself. So you have to take that test, which I refuse to take that test, too, because they put some kind of chemical, and I think it's probably worse than a vaccine, to be honest with you. Like, I don't even want to get I don't want anything stuck up my nose or my ass, like. So, I'm not going to let them touch that area. It's not,
Is that not crazy?
Yeah,
can you imagine?
It's so fucking crazy. Like, what kind of world are we living where they're letting this thing, like, happen? Like, where they're having you, like, take a swab of your fucking asshole and your fucking nasal.
I had to do nasal one.
Was that painful? Like, they go up there, right?
Yeah. So, like, I did one because I was working with a guy that ended up testing positive for coronavirus, so I had to go.
But why did they get it so far in when supposedly, we're, like, spitting?
Yeah, so one guy, the first one, he stuck it, like, up pretty far and then, like, wiggled it around.
Isn't there, like, a chemical
smell
to it?
And then a few days later?
Like, they put something in it. No?
I don't know. I didn't notice anything like that. I didn't notice anything like that. Well, my nose itched real bad for the first one. The second one, I had to get an operation, so I had to go test. And I was sitting down, and this lady stuck it way farther up than the other one. And I was sitting there like, oh, my – I was screaming, oh, my God, and I was stomping my foot on the floor. So she, like, went to go move it around. And she stuck it up so far. It hurt so bad. I was like, oh, and, like,
She didn't dare. All she did was pull it out when it was done. She didn't, like, try to move it around. I mean,
but still, I think they take some of your DNA. Something they're doing. Like, I don't just...
Well, I don't know, but I got
I mean,
that operation.
I wouldn't even
want
to take a test.
Great.
My job is they say you need a test.
Though. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine even if there was nothing at all on that swab, it would still, it's still irritant. It's still like...
Oh, yeah, stupid. Yeah,
it's so it's so invasive how they take it. Like, I don't.
The people
want,
don't
know,
care. Like, they like want it. I don't know how many people, what percentage of people are cool with all this stuff, but most of the people I talk to think it's overreaction.
Do you have friends who have taken it? Because I have a lot of friends, and they're so proud of it. Like, they're bragging about it.
The vaccine or the test?
Yeah, the vaccine.
Oh yeah.
I have family that took it.
I know people that take the test every 2 weeks because they're like. Or at least they were in December because, you know, when everybody was freaking out, they wanted to be socially responsible.
Yeah, they're like, look at us. We're responsible. we're like saving lives. God,
bizarre.
Back your corner. Hello.
We live in a bizarre world.
Very bizarre, yeah.
Uh-oh, we lost the spider.
The world of madness.
We wear a mask as it is, and now this other mask, the fucking cloth mask we have to wear.
Well, you know, you want to hear something funny? I just went to the Costco, and it was raining, and so I'm like running up to the door, and I didn't even think about it. I got my basket, and I didn't have my mask on, and so I walked right up to the door, and there was nobody standing there, but this guy who was, this old guy was standing there and he didn't have a mask on either. And so I was like, oh, hey, maybe, you know, we're going to get in. And he goes, oh, you don't have your mask on. And I'm like, and I was like, oh, I guess I forgot. And he says, well, I forgot mine, so I can't go in. But he was standing there and he was not distancing. He was not, you know, freaking out or anything. It was just kind of funny. He says, you know, that lady will give you a mask if you don't have one. I was like, I've got one. But, you know, so of course she comes running out, you know, the ones that stand behind the little box.
Yeah.
And look at, and, you know, take your card or whatever, or look at your card, whatever. And she comes running out like, you put a mask. You need a mask. I have one, you know. And I'm just like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm also like that. I don't like to argue with them. Yeah. They're like teachers' pets. You know, they have to work, because I work in the service industry, so I have to behave like that. And like, my best behavior, just so, like put your mask up your nose, like, it's going, like.
Well, I always have to breathe, you know, so I just go down the aisles, and if there's nobody there, I just pull it down, and I breathe.
I'm the same way. Even at my work, if there's no one around, I'm just, like, putting it down, like, I'm just freaking tired of this. I want some oxygen, some fresh oxygen. I don't want to keep breathing my own carbon dioxide in back again. Like, I feel like people are going to start getting health problems. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I feel a lot tired.
It makes me dizzy. It makes me feel like,
it really does. Because you're not breathing like your full oxygen that your body needs. So,
right. That's
right.
Like,
there's other illnesses coming from this.
But it's exhaling, right? The interest of the body is it needs to get out. The interest of the controller is you need to breathe it back in.
If Creator gave me air to breathe, I'm going to breathe it freely.
That's how human right. As it is, we don't get any, like this place is a prison. Like, just give us some air, okay?
The next time anybody says anything to me, I'm going to say, Creator gave me air to breathe.
Yeah.
Gonna breathe
free air for us
it's
to
free.
Breathe
and that's what I need to live,
so I can give oxygen to my body and my lungs that needs it,
and nobody else is breathing it.
I don't need that goddamn vaccination which comes from like dead animals and poor babies who've died. I don't want that in my body. I want fresh air, okay? That's it.
And sunshine
it should be enough. It
should be our right. That's like a natural law light, right? Even if you don't believe in God, you know, like.
It's our God-given right, by definition.
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't be here without oxygen.
Yeah, any living, whether it's plants, animals, and also us, we're living, right? So it's our right. And we live here in this earth because we're just kind of, we're just like visitors here, because we're not going to, like, when we die, you know, just we don't know what's going to happen to our soul, but just give us that oxygen.
Would it be that they are working on the carbon credit scheme, that it's re-inhaling of carbon dioxide, that it actually makes you, changes you?
As soon as they can figure out a way to meter the air, they'll
start
taxing you for it and charging you for it. The only reason it's free is because they can't meter it.
And they want you to have a vaccination.
But in the future, so that's why I'm thinking, in the future, they might be able to measure how that we have taken in too much oxygen and we get a lower carbon credit score, which we don't need because we have the ship there. But, I'm not a chemist.
Well, I do remember there was this, my friend was telling me, because this other woman that she knew was she's in hospice, so she's already passed. But anyway, while she was still there, they were taking care of her, and they were very, conscious about the COVID and everything. And so they wore their masks. And even though she knew she was dying, and she told them, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. I don't want you to wear the mask. And they were like, no, we have to. And so so when they went inside the house, one of the guys was a programmer or some kind of engineer, and he somehow got this machine that measured the CO2 that was in the air so that when it got to be where he felt was too high, that they opened the windows or they went outside or something like that. Isn't that crazy?
But it's very good that he does that. He shows it. But like from a terrarium or so, where you need CO2 to grow plants.
Well, wouldn't you just think, okay, we'll just put a bunch more plants in the room? Done.
What to me is an interesting answer is we have to. Not immediately explaining, okay, no, this is for our health and so, because that's how I thought masks were starting. The surgeons are protecting their mouth from what they're cutting into. Not the other way around.
Right. Well, and there was that other point that somebody put on, I think it was on AB server now, but it was also on the Telegram, where they said, you know, the doctors would be sick all the time if they, you know, if we were constantly passing all this shit to each other, because they're sitting there with all the sick people all the time, right?
It's amazing the change. I don't go to hospitals often, I hate them, but I was there 2 years ago, and now this year twice. And you see, it's walking around like in a dystopian movie, like Outbreak, this movie.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, guys, I got to get going. It was good to talk to everyone. Hopefully, I'll get to come back again later.
Bye, Purple.
Good talking to you. Have a good
Alrighty.
Day.
Take care.
Right. Take care. No scare.
So in my county, I was just reading that normally they would be in the red tier by now, except they're waiting for them to administer 2 million vaccines or whatever before they go into it. That's why it's going to take a couple of days.
In your county alone, 2 million vaccines?
I couldn't tell if that was a state or a county statistic, but they said something about administering that L.A. County would be in the red tier, except for because go downgrading from the purple. But they haven't administered the vaccines that they wanted, so they're holding it in the purple until they give out vaccines. Isn't that – that's messed up. We met the other requirements of having less tested positive cases and all that. I just thought that was weird.
Would you still try to make sense of it? It doesn't have the time to make sense.
I know. That's what I get for
There's
reading.
There's no relation between, but it's by definition not scientific, right? The myth.
No, this is kangaroo court kind of stuff, science, man. This is like, this isn't real science.
No, indeed, and that's in our advantage, and that's why I think there are quite some microbiologists and social virologists are waking up to, hey, wait a minute, there's terrain theory and there's an alternative theory.
You think so?
Yeah, silently. I I mean, maybe we don't need them, but I don't see the other side.
Hi, I'm Baby.
Sending Tribe.
This is Lost Fighter Phallus.
I'm Nightly News.
Frank McManus.
Adam Miller.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Oh my God, I was on that bumper. I heard myself.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Wow! Lost Spider Palace.
Good time.
I haven't heard mine yet. It takes a while to put it together.
Like you already knew.
I'm like in an ad, like for Discord, when I die, it'll be like, there, my name.
I think they're combining. Yeah, they're combining, so as soon as there's like four new bumpers, then they'll put you in with them. I think that's how they're doing it. I'm not sure, but that's how they're doing it.
That's
so
okay. Don't
you
care.
You should be there soon. You should be in the rotation soon.
I heard mine after 10 bumpers as well, the last time. But like
you have
now,
to earn it. I guess you got to earn it. Let's see how much it takes around.
They'll let anybody be a bumper. They'll do it for anybody. They let me do it. So yeah. They'll let anybody.
Yeah, that's crazy that the vaccine. So they want people to take that vaccine, and then they'll start lifting the...
Yes, that according to the article I just read, I was like, I wonder what it takes to go to the red tier. And it said, well, we're in the red tier, except for they're going to not open it up like the red tier until they give out so many vaccines. So
that's crazy. Oregon. Only in California. I mean, you guys...
Texas just said, screw it, we're opening. I can't believe that a state actually did that.
The Pelosi's
they're
all evil. So literally
what they're doing
in California is just freaking like...
In my eyes, you have the advantage that you are close to Hollywood and their plan there. Because they must have an falsifying passport or just need to come up there. Right? Because these people are smart enough to not be shocked. Shoot.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm visiting Idaho this July to look up moving up there.
Okay.
That's a good idea. You need to get out of California.
State.
I think they want to burn California, you know?
Yes.
California.
I wanted my kids to be able to graduate high school, so it won't be for a year or so.
Take them out of school.
Yeah, well, my daughter says homeschool. My son, they haven't been to school in a year. My daughter does homeschool anyway, though. She does homeschool. But my son likes to go to school, so.
Yeah.
I let them do what they want. And, but they both they visited Idaho before, and they both want to move up there anyway, so we can all move together. My mom and stepdad are going to go up there with us, and then after we made a decision to all go to Idaho and look for houses together, that night, I saw that they were doing the mass burning in Boise. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's exactly
right. Mass burning. I've never heard of it. Wow.
You didn't see that? Where's that?
I stay away from everything. Only what you guys tell me is the only issue.
Same. I don't listen to the news at all. I just come on Discord to get some of the news, but I don't listen to any news, not even on those small the truthers were sharing.
Great. Good on you, Didi. Really, that's so good. That is the first step, guys. Really, Agenda 2020, detox, detect, deprogram. Stay away from the poison, and then you already become clearer in your head.
I don't even look at that goddamn website, the COVID, the CDC that everybody goes to. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, if you make it an NPC in your life, you start seeing Gaia, you start seeing life, divinity, what is organic, how we choose and good live with it.
True. News is just a overwhelming vortex of rabbit holes. Even these truthers, like trying to find, it's like a vortex, to be honest with you. Like you have to be careful what you focus on, you know.
That's why BCP, Carney, Mark, don't have to be so strong. Yeah. So Carney, it's all people wanting to tell you something. So.
That's a good plan to move to Idaho.
Yeah,
to get out of California. I want to get out of Oregon, too. I just I feel like this place is just, it's already gone, you know.
Oregon is big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Oregon is probably a better state, I think, to live in, unless you love unless you love communism or something like that. I mean, then yeah. Oregon might be, but then like California might be better. But if you love freedom,
no, but if you go out of
Oregon might
like
be good. Oregon might be good, but Portland
sucks.
Yeah,
but I think all of Oregon, I think Oregon's been taken down a notch or two in the last years, mainly from people from California moving there. Like, I don't want to go to Idaho and, like, wreck the place. Like, they're probably going to blame me for all the bad stuff that comes to Idaho because I'm going to move there. But I could have, because I'm not going to leave where I live because my mom and my dad live here and my stepdad, you know, my mom and my stepdad and my dad, like, everybody lives here except my sister. But this weekend I saw my mom and they said they were going to go up there, visit, maybe look at buying houses up there. I was like, so I get to move there with my whole family. It would be great.
Yeah. That is your aspire, right? This is the place you want to be with your family.
Right. And I wouldn't go there alone.
If there's lockdown, doesn't matter, right? This is NPC then. Definitely.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to go there without my mom or, you know, some of my family. Not all of them.
It's good to hear. It's all you are all aligned at least, and it is at least overland close enough, let's say, to California that you can go back to California. You're not going to New Hampshire.
No, no. Especially, I thought maybe when I retire, I would try and visit other countries, but I don't know if that
you
is going
to
be. I mean, maybe, but I'm not going
to
go get vaccinated.
To travel. Already you need a vaccination now, so...
Maybe,
already?
Yeah.
Is that already the case?
Yeah, it's already. You need to take... That's what somebody told me.
Okay.
I don't know for 100% if it's true, but
You can buy anything on the black market. You can buy anything on the black market. If anybody has to take the vaccine, it's just as easy to buy a vaccine pass on the black market.
This is a third world country, and my dad would buy like the paperwork and stuff. It was very easy, but that was in third world. Can you do it also in what? You have to know some kind of government officials will do it behind the back. So we'll have to get around.
And
it
in this industry
travel.
Will come up, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's already here. Oh. It's already here. You just gotta download the Tor browser, and go on the.
Or like even state it that
if
I took
it. If you're into it,
you know?
Need to document it for all, right? Sorry, Gibby, I will let you speak, but you need to document this for all. Then, if this is right, and help each other. We help each other with this. The one if you, for the U.S., you can do this, and we can do it for other countries. But Gibby, please.
I hope there is something where there. I could just buy the paperwork, like I even took the vaccine, you know.
You could, you know how easy, at this point, it's so easy that all you could do is print one on your own printer at home.
Yeah, it's true to lie, you know, like even at work, I lie so much. Like I never use the sanitizer much because it's like really like chemical, you know, I like just being natural and like, I'm like, you know, so I even like taking the temperature, they want us to take it ourselves sometimes and I just walk through it. Like I don't, you know. So you can get around it. You just have to be a little sneaky, I guess, and try to find people who can actually help you.
What I recommend is, like, I told everybody, yeah, sure, I'll take the vaccine at my job. Yeah, if I have to, I might even get it early, even though they offered it. And
that's you have to. You
with,
have to be like them. You have to be.
You have
to
act
play
like,
the game.
You have to
you
act
have to
like
act
it's no
like
big
them,
deal.
You really do.
If you want to fake it. If you want to stand your ground, I don't blame people. If you're in a position where you can stand your ground and just refuse and then be one of the people that are doing it for everybody, you would be doing that for everybody. You'd be doing
like
something
for your
fellow
man. Like my coworker asked me, they're like, you're taking the vaccine. I was like, yeah, I'm taking the vaccine. I'm just going to wait a little bit, but I'm going to take it. That's what I tell them, you know.
Yep.
Guys, I mean, the thing is, 3 years ago, I would be like you guys. But it is, if you're not in the system, if you're not depending on the building of the beast, you don't need to lie. Because I tell everybody openly what I tell everybody online too. Yesterday, I told a 9-year-old girl, never take vaccines. She was like, what? And her mother, she is the only real truth seeker I've met. And is here on the balcony, her good friend now. It's beautiful. And Molly is in love with her. But she doesn't believe it either anymore. And so she's very spiritual. She's a fakeologist, let's say, right? Beautiful to find in real life. But her daughter, yesterday I was playing Lego with her and we were talking a little bit. I said, never take vaccines.
Yeah, the vaccine thing is creepy where these municipalities are trying to make it okay to vaccinate kids that request them without their parents' permission.
Well, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, this shows it is not medical.
And the kids are programmed. Medical. They're like, my parents, they don't want me to take it, but the kids are like rebellious. I've made those kids through the programming.
Because they're in school,
little
right?
monsters, these kids, too, you know.
I mean, their school buddies and the peer pressure of them is more important than the parents.
They start with the vulnerable. They start with the vulnerable. They start with the children and the elderly. That's how they do it.
Just like the crack epidemic, right?
The what?
The crack epidemic.
Oh, the crack epidemic. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that big? I don't know anything about it. I thought it was more opium crisis in America.
As an antisocial experiment, it was huge. It is testing the large groups of people, right? It is giving them drugs. And
crack is super addictive. It's super addictive.
Yeah.
You could smoke it once or twice, and you're just
give me more, man.
That stuff's good.
Yeah.
Give me some more. Next thing you know, you have no money, and you don't have a job.
And then that's why there's that big homeless epidemic. I mean, they're all drug addicts, and I think they were just I wouldn't say normal. I don't think we're normal. I feel like I'm a slave working for the fucking corporations and stuff just so I could feed my – but the people on the streets, they probably were, like, working people, paying taxes, and they probably got, like, sucked into drugs, and then their whole life was just over, and they became, you know – like just in the street, like what kind of life is that, you know, for me? Yeah.
Yeah, and especially the mess.
But that's the thing, it could easily be any one of
us.
It could easily be any one of us. That's the scary part.
Yeah, it depends on the offer. Because in Europe, I don't know, there's a meth problem at all. Or there's a heroin business. But the drugs people use there are not the ugly drugs like crack or meth or heroin.
So they don't do crack and stuff in Europe, right?
There are people who do it, of course, right? It's a real underside, of course.
But it's not
general,
as big as the
not,
U.S.,
you don't
right?
get sucked in, that's the thing.
It's
you don't
probably
get
expensive.
In.
Everything's
you get
expensive
into
in Europe.
Or in bit now, oh, man.
What about opium and stuff? Are there people, like, on opium? Like I think that's also
opiates,
in America.
Opiates. So
opiates?
I mean, the whole big
opium.
Pharma shit. The
so that's
oxycodone. That is the big shit.
Opium. You could get that. You could even for years around. You could get opium around here in L.A. You know, but crack got big in like the crack got pretty big and meth is big. But I think it's just way more expensive in Europe. But what do I know? I've never even been there. I only know from talking to a couple people.
I don't know how it is in Europe.
I mean, you're talking about an area of I don't know, like 55 languages or so only, right? I know where. The concept, right? Especially if you're from a big country like the U.S. and you're not only from California, so Idaho, California for you is, right? I understand how it works, but Europe is so diverse, right? Things are expensive in Europe. Yeah, look at Bulgaria where JLB is, or look at Norway or so, or Paris, right?
Right. Yeah, you could just move around here freely. It's like this, the people speak the same language.
The thing is that the difference between urban and rural is much bigger everywhere than between countries, right? I mean, Bogota and LA are the same size and the same price level, relatively speaking, to the rest of the country. And then you have California or the Western United States, and then the whole Colombia, the same. In terms of culture, in terms of cuisine, in terms of everything, that difference, rural. Colombians are like rural Americans, and rural urban Colombians are like urban Sudanese or something, right?
I have a natural proclivity towards rural people. Usually I'd rather just have a drink with a rural person than a city person. I don't know. I think city folk have a brain damage.
I'm the same way. I used to hang out with city people a lot, but now when I'm like, I'd rather
be a country girl now. You'd rather be a country girl.
I would even rather hang out with a homeless person, which I did, and I had like the most honest conversation with him than I have with people that I know in my actual personal life. Like it was just, and we were not wearing masks, you know. So,
oh, good for you.
Yeah. So just you know, I feel like they're actually more real and humble, and people have money. It's just. crazy.
The craziest thing kind of happened to me this morning with like a homeless guy. I think he was homeless. I was starving. I was running late to work and I was starving, so I'm like, I was just hungry and I went.
And they don't wear masks, you know. They don't.
No. Some of them do if they're begging, so
yeah,
that people will.
Yeah, I mean they're smart about it. They'll do anything to get money.
So I was in the drive-thru and I got some egg. I was getting some egg rolls. I wanted some egg rolls this morning. And there's this homeless guy was at the end of the drive-thru, like standing on the sidewalk, holding a sign, looking right at me. It was in the morning. I'm the only guy in the drive-thru, aiming a sign at me, homeless, please help. I was like, oh, he just aimed it at me and was staring at me the whole time I was in the drive-thru for like 2 minutes straight to 3 minutes. So I ordered him a couple tacos and I gave him
nice.
I gave him some tacos.
Well,
I'm like, here, dude. I'm like, it was like, what a scam.
Yeah, it's like a movie scene, right?
I picture
it like in a movie scene.
It's no big deal.
Too long in your frame than you expected it to be. Something like
I'm
that.
Like, right? At the window, I'm like, yeah, just add two tacos and put it in a separate bag for me. And
nice.
They did it. Yeah,
nice.
I got him some tacos.
Well,
that was some communication you had there with the eyes.
Yeah.
The locking of the eyes.
He had a mask around his chin, but his mask wasn't on, but he would look up at me, and he would look down, and I swear he was pretending to cry. I swear, I'm like, I'll just get the guy some tacos, man, that's all I can do, really. The problem with communicating with homeless people is that some of them are so mentally unbalanced that you can't even have conversations with them.
Yes.
Some are just bad.
True.
Some
I
are down
know.
On their luck.
Yeah.
Some are down on their luck, but some are just absolutely
insane. No, some are
insane.
Just they're like in another in another simulation too. It's like they're even seeing you different. Like it's just their reality.
They may be
because I've tried
for decades
and,
already
yeah.
homeless. But that's the thing, LSP, the guy you gave the tacos to could have been last year your neighbor, right?
He could have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have no, yeah, I will kick down homeless people food if it's available, more than money. Because I've seen them, you know, some people become professional panhandlers and stuff, and they have more money than me, and they're begging money. But
they're really, really good. They're good.
They're really good. There's a niche for it
it's
out
like
there.
Like a business, yeah.
Here, it's quite beautiful here. Here they make music downstairs. So here in the little park here downstairs of the buildings, just before the village, they're performing.
I mean, I respect that if they're
that's
going
cool,
out
man.
There and making, yeah. But here in Oregon, it's like bad music, too. It's like annoying. It's just noise. Like, they're not even talented. I'm sorry. Am I just being like a...
move to Seattle, then.
Yeah.
You have the same communism, but at least better music.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. If the person's not talented, but they're trying anyway.
True.
Then... that's why they're homeless, because if they were a really good musician, they'd probably be rich.
Well, now it's hard for musicians. Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't know. I don't know what that's like. I'm just not that musical of a person. I wish I was. I wish I could make beautiful music, but I'm tone deaf.
But what are you going to do in Idaho? Farming, going off the grid? I mean, what's your plan there?
Well, like right now I have acres here that I've started to grow fruit trees, but I might put a hold on that. So I'm growing six this year. I'm growing six brand new trees. But no, I'll just go up there and live in a rural town as close to the city as I can because I work in a city, so I got to live near a city. But I'll find a rural community around the city that has, I can get some acres of land, you know, and not have neighbors close. Maybe Dee Dee will be on this bumper.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I've locked my door with fright. People in a van I'm trying to avoid. Am I under surveillance? Or am I just paranoid?
So basically, you have experience already in Acorn, the first pillar. Thank you, Ophelis, right? The agriculture, the basis for Arise, the bread and cookies and whatever we can derive from it, right? But different climate, different
trees and different things, of course. But why do you need to work in the city? What about the Idaho Truth Trails? Right?
Oh, well, my job, like, I have a career I've been doing for 25 years, so I still got 10 more years left until I get a full retirement, and then I could do whatever I want.
But
it's a fun
what
job.
Is your career in? What is your career in?
Elevator technician.
Uh-huh.
Elevator technician.
Well, for the exclaves that Marcus Allen is going to start in 150 places and the Aspire Shift places in the world, you can make elevators for us. Yeah, that's a bit far-fetched, right? But I understand.
If there was a place like that, was a physical place where I could go and get away, and be in part of a group, like an anarchist group, I would go do it right now, but it just
for
doesn't
us,
exist.
Right? Us. Us. I mean, we lose OS, us, TCP, Fakeologist, I'm on radio, right? Us, we support each other. Ideally.
Yeah, well, and kind of the same kind of people, yeah, like the same type of decent folk that y'all
the
are.
The unmasked, the evolved, we stay human, we're not becoming mutants. Because that's the question, right? If they come to work on the elevator here, you need to be raped with poisons and fetal material. They rip the adrenochrome out of babies and inject the leftovers in new babies. It is sick as hell.
That's if you actually take it, or you can just say you took it. That's also too.
Yeah, but how long can you walk at night? Right? It isn't. It's a risk. I admire you for trying.
I'm trying.
But because it's not just one vaccine. Let's be honest. This is a new baby hoax. There will be sequences of new cocktails, of new things. Come on, right? People are being indoctrinated by this. Then, next show, next.
It'll be, what do you think, an annual? Like a once a year? They're going to try to make everybody go out and get it vaccinated year? Every 2 years?
No, what I think is that they're not going for everybody. That's the first mistake people have in their head. Because nothing is for everybody, not even a passport, a normal passport. So, yes, a social security number, right, a birth certificate number, that kind of shit, okay. But, no, they're going for a different class of people, what Alto says. I call it classes, but he just said class, a better word. The Indian Sikh culture, that's what I see happening. And so, you will, it's conditionally. You need this vaccine for this and this. You need for a loan, a mortgage, traveling, work, all kinds of things, they condition you, okay, you need to do this. So, I don't want it, and I'm never going to get it. They need to kill me for that, same for Molly. So, I need to find ways around that and need to find other people around in my real life, and luckily now that happened. So, staying human and not becoming a mutant. But yeah, if you want to take that risk and walk that line, but then at least help others with that. Document it and help others with it because they're facing the same problems.
Yeah, good point. Talk about it on open radio.
Yeah, well, what we already talked about shortly, right, is these excursions, especially Idaho. The landscape is so fucking gorgeous there, and it is... Right? I don't know where in Idaho, and I'm not really.
Yeah, there's a lot more. There's a lot of water and trees and stuff like that.
And the mountains, right? In the Rockies.
Oh yeah, there's mountains, but where I live has all that now. But
come on.
But there's not
the
nearly as much water.
The Mediterranean climate versus the cold, because it's cold in winter, come on, right? Idaho, it's not like LA,
I'm gonna have to deal with snow and stuff.
It's probably the coldest in the U.S., apart from Alaska, but right? You're so in the center of the country and next to the mountains and so on.
I don't know, my sister says it's not that bad, it's not as bad as, like, Minnesota in the Midwest.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, for some reason, maybe because they're more... So I don't know why, because they're at the same latitude, you know, but I don't know why they're not... Supposedly it's a little milder, but still a winter. It's still, you got to, like,
dude, I got the 4x, you know, and four-wheel drive to drive and get into town, and snowblower, I'll buy a snowblower so I don't have to shovel as much, you know. There's just stuff you got to do. Keep the pipes wrapped and keep a backup power when you need it, and, you know, all the stuff you got to do to protect yourself. But it's just weather, you know. Not that worried about it.
Yeah, no, no. But MJQ, I mean, Boise is the capital, right?
The capital of Idaho. Yep, Boise is the state capital.
I mean, Bois, I think it comes from, but okay. I don't know, the French, right? But it's a good sign that that happens in the play, in the capital, right? If that would happen in Bucaramanga, I would be happy too, you understand?
I heard Owen Benjamin also moved there just very recently. Do you guys know about Big Bear? Owen Benjamin, yeah.
Yeah.
He's another freaking weirdo show. Yeah, but
I've watched a couple of things in the beginning, and then
yeah, I know. Me too, a bit. I fell for it. Just even as a woman, I was interested. Like, I would watch Joe Rogan, and then I found Owen Benjamin. This was a couple years ago, you know. So, but I think a lot of people are moving to like Idaho. So that's like Idaho, like just kind of like Montana too. I heard Montana is also another good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like planning, I think they're trying to, because of the future, they're like, there's a lot of people I think are really like ready to, you know, when shit hits the fan and like prepping, you know.
Yeah, to be prepared for,
you don't want to have at least
a couple years of food and water stored somewhere. But it doesn't have to be the greatest food in the world. It could be lemon bars, but whatever.
Yeah.
Cheap,
yeah.
Something cheap, a couple years for the food. Another good thing is, like my house is not paid off here, but if I sell it here, I could probably take my equity and go just buy a whole property up there and own it outright. You know?
No mortgage.
Get rid
of
that mortgage.
Yeah, that's how they'll get you, that
mortgage.
Mortgage is like a death, mortuary, you know.
I call it mortgage.
Yeah.
More to pay it off early, but I still, you know, it's hard to pay that thing off, like, super early.
That is the thing. I'm very poor, but I don't have that. I have that luxury that I don't have more. The balance is mine, completely.
That's on that. It's good to own a house, right? It's good to own a little place or something. I like it.
As long as you keep paying that mortgage till your death, then it's like, it was really never your house. You know, so that's how I look at it.
Right. Right. People that keep, like, upgrading their house every 5 years to whatever they could afford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or taking seconds out. Like, I've never had to take a second out, you know. I guess I'm lucky, though. So I could understand having to do it, though. You know, I could understand. Like, not being able to afford it. But just owning the house gives you money. So when you die and you still have a mortgage payment, that house paid you money over the years. You know what I mean? It was better than just renting the whole time.
Yes.
But even if you die, you're not going to take your house. To me, I just pay to live in this planet. So.
Oh, but I'm going to pay a guy. So when I die, I am taking my house with me because I'm going to pay a dude to burn that sucker down the second I die.
So you're not going to have anyone else allow to take over? But when you die, you have no control. You already have control.
I'm taking it with me. I'm just joking.
In the consciousness, you're that like, wow. That's a superpower movie. I'm not sure if we're disconnected.
Yeah, he is muted. Maybe something.
He's driving or something, I think, right?
Yeah, something, yeah.
So where do you live? You live in South America?
Yeah.
What part?
No, overlooking. Look at the photos in you're on iMy Radio.
Where are the photos?
The thing is, I'm on my tablet. I will share photos, but in the meantime,
you're cutting off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my sound is not the best. I will put a photo in the the Bogota Savanna in Colombia.
So what do you do there?
What do I do there? What's
do you just chill?
I wish I had the finances for that. No, I make bread to keep myself going. My neighbors.
You make what?
Bread.
Bread?
You know what bread is in Spanish?
No, I don't. I'm Indian, so. apologize.
Okay, but then fun? Bread.
Fun, okay. Nice. The bread maker.
So what do you think of the name Fundenia?
Fundenia.
Which means pandemic.
Pandemic, nice.
And people, my still wife, Lucky Paulita, she said, you cannot stay there. You cannot do that in Colombia. You can do that in Holland, where I'm from, Brazil. But you cannot do that in Colombia. No, it's not the case. And people are laughing their ass off when I tell them.
How long have you been there?
Almost 10 years now.
10 years? You stayed there?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
nothing
like
in
it?
Holland. So, yeah, no. I mean, Colombia, in general, I like Colombia. Bogota, depends a bit. But, the place, I mean, look at this view.
Where are you posting the pictures?
Live stream notes.
Live stream notes, okay. Yeah,
in the
nice.
Morning. Just in the morning. So there's the millions of listeners you see on my radio. I'm not joking, they're really in front of me when I'm focused. No, that's the thing. I've now had a lot of plans with the fellas to use that. Hello, yeah, we can hear you. To use the fellas for to make money. To have parties here. I thought of a mass bowl. What about that? I've not heard that yet. Mass bowl. But then normal face masks are not allowed, only the Venetian mask and these kind of masks.
Okay.
Now, Colombia is beautiful.
Yeah, I heard
people
it's beautiful.
So
the people are really nice. They're better than American people for sure, you know.
There's so much care in society. It's scary. It's really beautiful.
God, I want to move there. Can I move there, please?
Yeah. Now, this is the thing. If you think about this, yeah, that's because my plan is, Opelis and White Face are hopefully coming over in June, and then we go hunting for places to think of. Piece of land.
In Colombia?
Yes.
I was looking for like best places to retire around the world, and Colombia didn't really come up. I don't know why. Is it that maybe the medical system's not very good, or they're not very nice to foreigners? I don't know.
Both is not the case. So the first point is, in 2020, January, just before our excursion, Colombia was chosen country with the most touristic potential in the world. True, it is a very underdeveloped country. It was great. It's very original. The last point is completely the opposite. Foreigners last year. But the first point also, U.S. American insurance companies, medical insurance companies, have deals with Colombian hospitals, and patients are sent here completely taken care of, everything beautiful, everything paid, everything included, best healthcare, and sent back. If you need healthcare, don't do this in the U.S. It's stupid. Do it here.
Yeah.
Really good, high-level, good care, and for a fraction of the price, the ridiculous price in the U.S. I mean, that is insane. That is objectively insane, the medical price, especially for such a rich country.
Yeah, the health industry in America, it's a money-making business. They suck. They take all your money, you know, from all the costs and everything.
Yeah,
they're more concerned about making money than health. That's like the whole, it's like a
business.
Yeah.
They're villains, the doctors are villains in America.
Russian or China level openness in how corrupt and how satanic the system is, right, in the U.S. Openly, showing off, we're not here for your health, we're here for your money. Right?
Money first, health fifth.
Exactly. That's exactly
almost
that
like
order.
I wouldn't be surprised if they covertly promote bad health. They want to covertly like make people unhealthy so that they have to stay in their system.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but they
the
act
US
like they're
not
your best friend. This is for your own health, you know. That's the messed up part. They care about you. They're very caring people.
Your television is idiocracy levels of intent.
It's witchcraft, mind programming, everything, you know. That's what I'm saying. Everything.
I was on holiday when MH17 happened, so-called, right? It's a plane in Ukraine, and it was from Holland, so, yeah, connection, right? And it was in Dutch Antilles. And I only had CNN and BBC. It was one big, crazy propaganda show bombardment. And then I was not even a fakeologist yet. I wasn't thinking that it was fake. So I was just astounded by the level of sick indoctrination you guys get, far sicker than other countries.
It's been nice hanging out with you guys, but I gotta jump.
All right, well, good talking to you.
Absolutely.
All righty.
Have a good
day. Bye, you too. Yep. Have a good day.
Yep. I'll talk 10, 15 minutes. What time is it there?
It's 7:30.
In the evening, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are Eastern time zone.
Okay. 4:19 here. It's like the afternoon. It's kind of sunny today because Portland, you know, we don't see a lot of sunshine here.
No,
very rainy.
So close to the coast.
Overcast, you know.
Yeah, the weather I found depressing in Holland, and I'm glad that I away from that. That's really.
Yeah, in Colombia, it's probably the like tropical weather every day, right?
It is tropical by definition because it's in the tropics close to the equator, but. That's the thing. Bogota is cold, but right? I'm sitting here with my hoodie on. It's, I don't know, in Fahrenheit, but it's now about 10 degrees. Celsius.
Okay. So you need, like, a jacket or something. It can get, like,
chilly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is the Gulo. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
I think the maximum temperature is 75 degrees. The day.
That's pretty good weather. That's like the best.
During the day it's nice. It's nice during the day, but in the evening it's a bit too cold for my taste.
I want to
go to the countryside as well, right? Close to the Chicamocha Canyon, the deepest canyon in the world where you can drive through. Deeper than the Grand Canyon. Yeah, it's literally gorgeous. Right? So this is where I want to look for fincas with Ophelus and White Fake, ideally.
You said you eventually want to go there. Sorry, you keep breaking up. So.
Yeah, that's my sound is very bad. But yes, that is where I want to settle, where I want to get my hands on.
Okay.
Land. Ideally, that I don't need to sell the palace, like Alice says. I can sell my...
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I mean, I would be, I want to get out of here. So I'm like, I'm trying to think of...
Ideally, what I want is a piece of land that big that we can make like hobbit homes or something, like for you guys, that people can come over and be off the grid, unvaccinated, talk through, right, all these
things. Like have a community, a little, and stay part of.
Yeah,
that's a good plan. I hope the system allows it because I feel like this the way it was designed, you know, this place we live in, the matrix, it doesn't let you, it hinders you from making that. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are thinking about that kind of plan, you know, like for me too. But I'm like, how am I going to find the right people, get the land, get the money, get the people you can trust? Because you cannot even trust people these days. You know?
That's in Colombia, that's a big issue. But that's the thing. By doing that together, we form our own club. We do this. We work together. We do this. Right? Ophelus and White Bay can go on holiday to every country in the world still, and if they can get their hands on the space passport, then they're in trouble. But if they come to Colombia and we help each other and we buy land or whatever, we can get our hands on land or something, then things start rolling. And there's so many people away. I think 80% of what you described, 80% more or less, is fearmonger. Is that we are being indoctrinated in that it's impossible and so it's just takes. No, it's not. Once you stop following the news and so, you start seeing things much brighter and so. And especially in the city, right? In Bogota as well, there's limited things. But outside, I know, you know, also outside of Portland, it's different. Right, it's the place you are in. We're put in a prison. You arrive, right? And things are not. The war, right? We're in our own camps.
put the FEMA camps where they are all camps with Netflix.
Yeah.
That's the new Cyclone B.
Yeah, we're already in our camps, you know. So.
Yeah.
In the city,
Netflix
I mean,
is the
you
new
You live
Cyclone
in your little box anyway, so, right?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not living in a little
like
box.
Your little cell. You live in a little cell.
You see the view. I'm not living in a little box. That's the thing. That's the beauty.
I am. I live in a studio. It's a cell in the city.
How can it be? You're working your ass off, so you should be paid well.
Yeah.
You cannot live in a studio.
I just think it's because it takes so much of my money and I'm trying to save. And, like, I live, you know, by myself. It's easier, like, for me, cost, you know. Like, they just want you to live bigger places, pay
but
everything.
But you can
all
have
my
a studio with
on.
A good view.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I have a studio in...
I live in Bucaramanga also in the studio, but I had a great view.
Yeah. No, I just do it just because I use this place as a very temporary place. I just want to get out. I don't own, like, belongings, like my furniture and everything is very disposable. And I can easily just move out. That's how I live.
Yeah.
A very minimum life. On the outside, I show people like I have everything to the public because I work in the city. And in the city, there's nobody who is even a good friend. There's nobody who can even have this conversation, what both of us are having. So they're just a transaction friendships I have through my work. They're helping me gain money, and I'm just, it's part of the game. And I'm just trying to find an escape. I just... don't find joy and like I like being in my place, but I am aware that I'm just like in a little cell and I kind of like isolate myself like on my off days.
What you absolutely must do is true, like you need to meet your fellows. You live in the same city, it cannot be that there's another fake college.
There's nobody. I don't think there's anyone.
Opala is living in your city. Come on, man.
I haven't found really anyone. I mean, I know a friend of mine, but she's very heavy Christian.
But
she doesn't want to take the vaccine.
The thing is, he has more real-life friends, so you spend your friends with these.
Who are you talking about?
O'Fallis.
O'Fallis?
He's a psychologist.
Okay.
I'm a radio matron. Thank you, O'Fallis. He's co-founder of the Shift. So, and he lives in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
How
did I not know that?
Well, that's the thing. I... no laws, and I try to connect people, bring people together, and that's working.
Have I talked to it's O'Fallis, you said, right?
O'Fallis. I will write in. Now, please come in IMA Radio, and then we also talk there. Once I have my laptop back, we do podcasts. So.
Yeah, you can introduce me to him.
Yes, please.
Maybe I've talked to him. I don't know. Sometimes I come to the voice, but I...
There's a very deep voice. Very.
Okay. But he lives in Portland, Oregon.
I am absolutely certain of it because I'm planning already the Columbia Truth Trail, starting in Portland, Oregon, ending in Portland, Oregon, going through different geologic highlights.
That's cool. I'm excited.
So you are asking, what am I doing? Well, I'm doing a shit all day. It's my philosophy, so it's that's part away. Planning Alive, Arise, Bakery. So I'm doing different things that are related to off-the-grid living in any way.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing this for a while? You've been aware?
Well, yeah, waking up in the psychology center, so actually not so long compared to many other people. But leaving psychology in the sense that I'm not interested anymore and I've done the research and I'm thinking about the future and so. It started in October 2019 when I made Phage Agenda 2020. So I was preparing for 2030 that we would be in a COVID-like situation. And then it happened in March. Literally, this is the last night. Tomorrow is 1 year anniversary of COVID. But Ab said that I predicted the future. Well, that's not the case because I was 10 years old. But, right, I mean, I was preparing already for this. And I left my career behind because I was not interested. So.
What was your career there? Do you mind me asking?
Oil industry. I've worked in 25 countries in the past, so I have a long history of traveling and so. That's why I'm more serene with the realization. And if there's a fake passport, LSP, help us. I'm not counting on it. I'm not leaving Colombia. So
Yeah, it's hard, but I've traveled to 60 countries in the past.
But you lived in Colombia for 10 years, you said, right?
4 months.
That's crazy. Have you been in Africa anywhere? In Africa?
Yeah, that's the thing. People talk about conspiracy. Well, I was dragged into a conspiracy, or lured into a conspiracy. I was working in Sudan, which was then the biggest country in Africa.
What year did you work in Sudan?
In 2010. And this next year, it would be split up. Sudan, South Sudan. And all the oil is in South Sudan. And my project was on a base in Sudan, North Sudan. And they had some wells drilled there, but they were all wells drilled for commercial oil. And the result of my study was, yeah, guys, forget it, it's not commercial. Explain why. And then at my final presentation, they didn't inform me of that, but there was a representative from the oil ministry of Sudanese government, but their president doesn't have their case. And I gave my presentation to me, of course, investors, and the company that I was working with was a Malaysian, Chinese, Indian consortium. They were happy to get the fuck out of Sudan. But yeah, and they knew that the patient was working correctly, but then they saved themselves quite some million.
How long were you there?
That was the project there, 3 weeks I was working.
Okay.
But yeah, then this government representative, he tried to lure me into, yeah, you can change this and this parameter and that's in my model. And yeah, of course, you can make oil whatever you want in the model, the computer model, improve the output. So, but then I said, yeah, that's possible, I'm not going to do that. Like, defending Gaia, I'm defending the geology scams that want to go there for political reasons. But I understand this position of God. I mean, you mentioned that the U.S. would lose Texas and Alaska and so on, right? Immediately. One day, yeah. Or Venezuela, their oil was in the middle of the desert. But at least I've been to the house of a certain Osama bin Laden. I took pictures, I shared pictures.
Where was that?
In Khartoum, Sudan. He lived there for 5 years, in, just the construction of roads, shopping malls. And in the time that he was accused of these.
So isn't it more Muslim, like Muslim, like the people?
Yeah. Oh, it's Sharia. I was invited by an unmarried 28-year-old, my co-worker, and was mentoring her for this project, and she was invited me to a wedding. I went to a wedding. I was the only white among 700 blacks, no alcohol, Sharia. Yeah, it was beautiful. Being there in Sudan, I long now.
But they're nice, right, the people?
Yeah, very, very, very nice. So that's the thing. They are Muslim, but they are more African in their niceness. It's not
They're not like the radical Muslims, Although they can get a bit, but I know because like Somalians can be like that. The Sudanese, I think, are just a little bit more calmer. Like even like Zambian African people, they're very good people. They're very humble. They're not very like confrontational. But if you go like Nigeria or even like South Africans, they're very aggressive, the African people. There's more crime. They do murders. They almost like they're like animals. They're not even like humans, these African men.
They're like what you also have in Mexico, right? It's this ritualistic, this over-the-top movie script-like things, right?
Like, they'll just, like, slice your neck. I mean, I've heard, like, I lived in Africa, so there's, like, I've heard, like, it's the Nigerians, you know, that come there that cause crime. And Somalians also, they're very, like, they're kind of like hyenas. Like, Somalians, they don't care about the country. They just come there and just, like, infest it and just, like, so there's a lot of Somalians in Zambia. But, I mean, it's interesting in Africa how all these corporations kind of have taken over, you know.
Yeah, and then the Chinese. And
the Chinese, they're all over Zambia,
Chinese
too.
Company, right?
Yeah,
Zambia, the mining, right? It's enormous, the mining.
Copper mining in Zambia. They've taken over the whole copper mines, the Chinese,
I mean, that's the thing.
Even if they're doing construction, you see all the Chinese, and they blend in with the African people. Like, they're like having sex with African women. They're like trying to talk the language because I still go back there and my family lives there. The Chinese are really good at like blending in. these new Chinese. Yes, they're the new Chinese. Seriously. Because usually they're very, like,
it's beautiful.
They stick to their own.
Please keep talking
yeah,
about it. It's beautiful. But
African women, they have Chinese babies popping
yeah, but
up, like.
I am so very imaginative, right? I see things in front of me. So seeing a Zambian man, black man, big man, with a Chinese woman, I mean, blending in would be the last wording I would choose.
Like I'm saying Chinese man with an African woman.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Come on. Blending in. If you would see them together on the dance floor, you would need not really call
that's
them blending
sight,
in, right?
Right?
Yeah, but I know what you mean. And the language, especially, right?
I've seen them. They get dirt in construction. They even eating. They're sitting down with the African, and they eat their, like, milling meals with their hands.
Well, they,
and
they,
those Chinese,
how
they're
they
getting down.
Getting.
Like, Indians don't even do that. Indians are like...
No, but this is how they get their business done. And because these people feel respected.
They're good.
Because they copy their customs. They copy their culture.
Yeah.
They're good copiers. That's for sure, the Chinese. Right?
Yeah.
And they are doing... objectively the right thing, because that's how it should be, right? If you and me, let's say, we want to interact with an indigenous language speaking here in Colombia, it would be best if we skip Spanish, if we skip the colonial influence, like they do, they skip English in Zambia or Asia, right? Yeah, they skip the colonial influence, even in language, right? What we talked about last time, how important language is. Especially the English language that they're so poor in expressing.
Yeah, because they're trying to bring the English language. Like in Africa, the tribal language is way more of a communication, but they just, like the colonizations, like David Livingston brought, Christianity to the whole of Africa. Africans are Christians. That they were believing in their own, like, cultures. They didn't need the, like, but they intruded, you know, came into, especially the British colonization. There was a lot of, Sudan was probably like Italian or am I
No, also or? British, also British.
Was it British?
But,
okay. Ethiopia was kind
South
of like Italian.
Egypt,
but
the thing is Sudan, I mean, it's mostly, the north is mostly desert, right? It's mostly Sahara and so.
So how was the economy, like living
today,
there? Is it, like how was it there? Was it pretty like the city?
It is primitive, right? It is
primitive. Okay.
Is how we, yeah, and I've not left
the
city.
It's a very poor country.
But
okay.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, the only thing they have is oil. Literally, they have is oil. And I was talking there in the national oil company with a refugee from Darfur. I mean, the scars in his face, right? And what he was talking about. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really suffer. You could see their eyes out.
On my end, you're becoming robotic. I don't know if it's...
Becoming robotic?
Yes. Go out and come back in, and probably it solves it. Usually.
Come back.
Maybe it's me. I will do the same.
I think you sound like me. You go in and out. Let me come back, okay?
Just. Hello. Just this.
Yeah, you sound better here. Do I sound good?
Yeah. I think it's okay. It could be. No, yeah, please. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Chinese in Africa, that's the thing. The psychology community tends to forget that they think it's CGI and so, but CGI is made with and for something, with something, resources. It's all about resources. The control over resources.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Zambia, Colombia. There's no other country in the world with so much density of mining as Colombia. Even I thought it was
what
Chile
kind of
or so, or Zambia.
What kind of...
If you look up a list of mining areas in Colombia on Wikipedia, that's a list. That's my work, and it's pretty exhaustive. So I have studied the geology of my surroundings pretty well. Well, what Colombia is famous for is their emeralds. The number one emerald producer in the world. I think Zambia is also...
Zambia has emerald
somewhere.
Too, yeah.
It
has actually big emerald mines. Copper is the number one. Yeah.
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Plate.
Fluidic Blue Now.
Emerald Quiz.
The Asarian.
Trioptic.
Number Science.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Well, you hear Purple Play was there, so you're close. I mean,
I'm close. It's close. Fine. I'm not going to. My time will
but
come.
But you're new here compared
my
to the others.
No,
so.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't care.
No, not me. You're Felicet. Felicet is the beautiful producer of this. So. Now, you reproduced one intro where LSP was in as well. I replicated his intro in my intro in for the Monocast. So I will send you the link so you can see it. 9 minutes, 11 seconds.
Okay.
And you even have my, you have a better singing voice than me, but I have made an
me?
Attempt to making a,
oh,
by
no,
definition,
I
it cannot be
sing.
Worse.
Just because
it
I'm
cannot be worse than me.
Don't put me.
Your voice already makes it, and you have a Zambian accent still
no,
in there.
No, I have
there.
A very
it's
village
beautiful.
Accent. I've been told it's village.
No, but the way, the roundness of the letters, That betrays your
refined.
Zambian. And
I wish I had the British, you know, because Zambia is...
No, you have a beautiful accent. You have a beautiful
I want
accent.
I have a British accent. The British brought the fucking, the English British.
Which,
and like,
sorry, which British accent? Which
yeah,
British
no,
accent?
I,
the
I
East
British
End
accent?
Street language fucking ugly British accent or Queen English or...
Yeah, do I want to sound proper? Do I want to sound like
proper
the queen?
Well, we can speak like the queen.
No, but I used to speak like I can't do this, and I stand out like in my, you know, just being, well, in America I stand out because I'm Indian. Now it's amazing to be in brown skin, you know, and a woman. I can be the freaking Priyanka Chopra or whatever.
That's the thing, you have racial
like
superiority. Guy, You have racial superiority, especially in the SJW
yes,
you
know
crazy world of
Indian. You know Kamala Harris, the dude, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I try
to
stay away
homie.
From these clowns, but I know who you
I
mean.
I know, I stay away, but I have to play with all these Indian, even like celebrities, like Priyanka Chopra, you know, they're all kissing, all very liberal, and just like, that's like... It's easy to play that card with these NPCs, you know. For me, I can like get away with not even wearing a mask. Like sometimes I won't wear a mask in the store. Nobody can say anything to me because I'm Indian, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the good thing is I have Molly that's first, and they all love Molly. And if they don't love Molly, I'm not going in. It's simple.
What's Molly?
My beautiful dog. I have not seen
oh, your
any
dog
photos.
Is Molly?
Yes. She is the result of...
I thought Molly was
of,
your girlfriend.
No, Molly is not my girlfriend, no. Paola Escobar is my still beautiful wife, so... Paola Escobar. No kidding.
That's her name?
Yes.
That's such a cool name. Is she...
No,
there?
She's not related.
Okay.
Yeah, she is Colombian, but she's not related.
That's not
Don,
her name.
Don Pablo. That's her name. That's her birth
wow.
name. Yes. Yeah. So, and she is, the thing is, she is an enormie. We completely are disagreeing on her world views, and I've been waking up more and more, and she
well,
has become
more. Well, most
women
are like that, though.
But no, she has been to a girls-only school. There are not many women left.
Okay. Is she opening up a bit, or is she still her...
She believes everything the news says, everything that I have...
So does
she
think
least,
you're crazy? Like your husband's a crazy nut?
No, she literally told me, literal words, I used to respect you, I used to look up to you when you were talking about geology, but when you were talking about the experiences, so then she looks down.
She doesn't look at you the same way?
Yeah. So, ignore me. I mean, her mother too.
Yeah.
On my birthday, she came over and she wanted to have lunch in a nice restaurant where I have a beautiful capybara, which I love, but I prefer to go to a cheaper place where I could go with Molly as well. And then she was sitting next to me, or in front of me, sorry, next to the exit outside. And just before food came, I asked her,
cannot understand you. Can you please take off your face mask, black face mask? I couldn't understand it. No. He said. And then the food came myself.
So she's and also a masker? She wears the mask too? All the
Paolita, when she was moving out her stuff in May from the palace, she was wearing the mask inside the palace.
Inside the apartment? No, no. Really? That's crazy.
That's the thing. We are sitting.
So you have to, like, it's confrontation over the mask. That's hard. I don't know how you do it, but anyway, so she got mad on your birthday, right?
No, she just...
At the restaurant.
She was a zombie. She was so out of place. She was afraid of the virus, I think.
She's so afraid about what other people think, even it seems. It seems like she's more worried about what other surrounding people.
Absolutely,
which is,
absolutely.
They're all
that is very Colombian.
Who the fuck cares? Who, like for me?
No, but here,
I don't care.
I'm the only unmasked one. Everybody is masked. Everybody, literally everybody.
And she probably hates you for not wearing the mask, right? Not hates you,
the
but
thing
she,
is, she came. She came with, of course, with a box with food. And there was apples in there, so I took an apple, and then I went out the door, she was calling Molly, and she said, don't you have a face mask? And I showed her the apple, and I started eating the apple, and I said, this is my face mask.
As long as you're eating
I'm not doing, I'm not doing it anymore, I said, for my birthday. And, yeah, she was not liking that. And she calls, and we were talking about, we're still in lockdown because people go outside and they make it worse and so, right? They're completely indoctrinated by that idea. It's our fault. So it's
that's
what
my coworkers are, but for me, like, once I'm out, like, that way I'm really happy I'm not in a relationship because that's hard. Like, I don't know how I'd be able to handle that. I already get so irritated with my coworkers and the public when I go, how people are behaving. So I don't even know how I could do it to, like, live with somebody, you know, but...
And
I guess that's a marriage.
Testing your patients, but 2 weeks before, I had lunch at her.
Yeah.
I was aware of the power.
The thing is, you just
and sorry,
I mean,
sorry.
She's
but
a lot of women are like that, I feel. You know, I don't
Yeah,
know
that's true. But two weeks before, she was saying styrofoam twin towers. We were talking about this Capitol Hill thing, and she said it looked so fake. It was like a movie. It was like 9/11. Her words. I was like completely shocked.
That's
the
thing. Sometimes they say that they agree, but then they go back. Like, I have friends like that, you know? And you will tell them and they'll listen.
It's cognitive dissonance. They go in and out on a mushroom trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they just don't see that everything is, like, it's fake. It's it's just a flu. It's just, you know, like...
That's why I try to go to the most poor point, make them see that. And then they have to see it because it is there. It's undeniable there. Like, the vaccination. There is nothing in the medical world, not even a fucking Mickey Mouse patch, which is the same for everyone. Everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
So if
I'm sure she's
there,
crazy with Clorox. I'm sure she looks at
medical.
You like you're
oh, yeah. I was like a horse. The soles of my shoes were sprayed.
Yeah.
Then I had to...
I can just picture it, how she is.
Completely enormous, but beautiful, caring for me, sending me food and money and so on.
Yeah, but just that part of her, that's the programming. It's just so heavy how they get people. That's the thing. It's crazy. You know, that's why for me, I don't pay attention to the news or anything. I just don't watch any of it. I haven't watched TV for, like, I don't even have a TV for 10 years. That's the best thing I did for myself. You know, like, I'm like... Because when I was younger, I would watch TV all the time, you know, and I just kind of got programmed too. I mean,
I think
it's
today, 10th of March, 15 years ago. That's the most important thing. Because that is what people feel the psychologists.
I would think that people in Colombia would be a little bit more, you know, like laid back about the masks. They'll be like, because you know, rural countries, they're like, we only had Ebola. So.
The thing is, it's not the virus. People are just following authorities. People want to be good little boys. That's why they do. Not because.
So they do it
too. I now go out completely unmasked, also in the elevator where they now put signs in yet. And I had one guy who was discussing with, and he pointed towards that, and I said, yeah, it's safe. So, but yeah, you end up in confrontations, but yeah, very confrontations. I mean, stand for what I believe. And I have to respect that. I mean, I have to respect
the majority.
When they ask me, why don't you have a mask? I say, I want to breathe the oxygen. So now I will ask, I want to breathe because it's okay. From the beginning.
But even then, they look at you like you're an idiot and you're being selfish. And
the thing is, I am already different, like you.
No, but
you have the same. We have the same.
Basically, you're diseased.
No. We have the same in favor. We are already so different than everybody around us, if you're not going to an Indian restaurant. But it works in our advantage because they see us already are so different that crazy doesn't add much to the job, as you see. In Holland, I would be treated completely different.
Holland has the worst, they also have the NPCs worse, right? Different, but...
It's the country where people put the most trust in the news. It says, mm-hmm. You know,
the news
the
and the government?
And that is, was presented like a good thing by John Cleese, Island, and I don't blame
I think it'd be worse in Holland than in Colombia for you.
Exactly. That's why I'm completely happy that I'm here. I have nothing in Holland.
Yeah, I'm shocked with Colombia. I'm not like, you know, I come from Zambia, but I haven't been there, but it could be the same, you know, like even in India. I have family in rural India, you know, so I'm not sure if they're like really following these rules, you know, like I doubt it. Now, India is like the dirtiest, filthy, or like how, if the virus was so freaking deadly, it would be the first
India should be
to hit.
Number one, like a complete spike in numbers.
It's
like,
so dirty.
India should be wiped out by now.
Yeah, when you go there, it's like you feel like...
It's an
like
open sewer.
It really is. It's an open sewer with that heat and like... It's just, you don't even have, like, fresh air to breathe. You know what I mean? Like, when you wake up in the morning, you're hoping you'll get some, like, fresh. That's a good thing about Oregon, you know. There's some, like, fresh air, you know, with the alpine, the evergreens, you know, the fresh, you know, it's cold.
Where do you
want to
go? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I want to be, like, tropical. Like, I love this, like, that's where I want to be, like, a tropical climate and just live very simple.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the good
just
thing.
Let go. Let go of all materialism. I already let go a lot
absolutely.
Of stuff. You know,
yeah.
Materialism.
That's great.
Like,
yeah, that's
I'm
great.
Just like, that's
minimalist
heavy.
Minimalist lifestyle is power, right?
Yeah, like, I can pack
people
with
already.
Take
things away from
me. Like, I have two suitcases, and, like, I've just got, I can just move with two, maybe even one. I'm just not so attached to anything. The last thing, I mean, it's taking a gradual process, even, like, my body and my looks, because... I mean, it's just part of society, like how they want you to get attached to everything, materialism, you know, where I just have to be able to humble and free.
Drug,
that's
right?
Freedom to me, you know.
Yeah, it's freedom
and not
power.
In debt.
Because,
like, I'm not in debt.
Because what you don't have, they cannot take away from you.
Exactly. So if I'm in debt, the only thing is I have a little bit of student loans that I have to pay off, but after that, because I know they're going to get me with that. And
but that's your atone, that is your... Colombia,
which they trapped me to even take that fucking
to
go to
small,
college,
a
which
small
I regret.
Part also
you know?
In debt, and then now working towards
yeah, so that's the thing. With you have to think like that's it'll be like a like don't you think like that social credit score? So because they even talking about like because a majority of Americans are on student loan debt, so they're saying that if you kind of because they know people are not going to take the vaccine, so they might say you know. If people who take the vaccine, maybe some of the student loan debt would get. Because Biden did talk about taking away some of that student loan debt, which all these fucking liberals in PCs are just so excited about it, you know, like, where it's just a trap. It's, again, a trap to, and I'm not going to, as long if I finish, like, paying it off before it's too late, then I'm, like, free, you know.
But the thing is, what I want to work towards is having an emergency fund for these situations. That if you're in a fight or flight situation, that you are put on the spot to pay up this amount or get raped by poison, then there is a fund that can help you out. I wish we had that for readers and users. You see, that is power. We can have that by working together, by combining all our skills and talents. And that's what I do, right? I make bread, I do podcasting, a lot of things that are valuable. And that is mm-hmm. our social
that's
credit.
That's something we should be talking about,
that,
actually, like, as a community.
By that, we build our own social credit system, which is not a system because it's organic.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when they have their anti-social credit system, carbon credit, pollution system, then implemented because they're slow, then we have that already, you see. And then people, normies, they will see they have the shift to choose from or their carbon credit system. What will they choose? So it can only grow. It's no fixed goal. There's no, it needs to be as big. People ask me that, but how big can anyone else is extra? Anyway, right? There is no, if you don't have this,
it's just that people need to be on the same page, because that's my worry, is like untrustworthy people. And I hope the plan works, because I hope there has to be a lot of people wanting to, because a lot of people are just like, we're sitting ducks, you know, and that's what this, the beast is, whatever is controlling. They know how we are, even though we know the truth. We know that they're fooling us, and this is just a fake fucking virus. And it's just part of, like, shutting this whole fucking world down, where people are literally, like, a lot of people are just losing jobs. They're being evicted in America. A lot of bad things are happening. It's going at a fast rate. Like, do we have enough time to do this? Like,
Yes, because if there's no fixed goal, anything, like, if it's a pragmatic system, it's a philosophy, you apply the lessons of, I mean, all your skills, I wish... I must be supporting the skills.
I left skills because they're programming to be. I'm in the city.
You don't let. What? You have loads of skills. Sorry, how old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay, well, then you're 2 years older than me, right? So you have 2 years more of life experience at least.
No, but as a woman, I'm
just saying. You have a female perspective. You have female wisdom at your age. Beautiful. That should support your life. You shouldn't harvest potatoes to get by.
Yeah, I know, female it is, like, or even children. If there's a community, the females, the trustworthy females, are the ones taking care of the children, and not, you're not giving it to governments who are evil, putting them in these schools. It's actually nurturing women who are actually there to genuinely care. I get it, but
you're
I don't
teacher.
Know if it works, if it exists here. I don't even know Gaia. It doesn't exist in this world. That's I came to my decision for that. So.
I mean, don't you see that we, awakened people, have now, especially now with the Corona, a mission, a path to lead to fly through this. We see a train approaching, and we're not warning people.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Sounds
I'm saying, I hope the plan works. I hope we have time for that, because in some ways, it's not like I'm trying to be a doomer and stuff, but I've just, through my life experiences and just having relationships with people, I'm a loner. I don't have relationships with people. I have transactions with people.
Yeah, but
and I haven't really
because
met,
these
like,
people
I
are not worth it.
Person.
Because these people don't respect you. So these people don't respect who you are and your ideas or your choices.
Yeah, and I don't want to be around them. I'd rather I choose
they're
to
picky.
Be alone.
So you are picky. There's nothing wrong with being picky. What the fuck?
Yeah, because they drain me. I'd rather be alone than, like, I work as a slave anyway. I'm always saying yes, yes, yes. I'm already submitting, and I'm wearing a mask and now another mask. So when I'm on my own time, I'm free to do whatever I want. Like, I earned it, you know? Like, I don't want to be around. And this is even includes family
but
members.
But this should be your full time, right? This should be your full time. You shouldn't be forced to wearing masks.
Yeah, when I'm on by myself, when I'm, like, yeah, away from
I mean, you
everyone
have enough
else.
Accumulated skills in your life, and especially your truth-seeking skills on top of that, that it should be enough that supports us at mid-40s age.
Yeah.
I wish
so. Yeah, I mean, I want to get out, so I hope it does work, the plan, you know, like, so.
I mean, list your
and also your values.
Well, you already have done that. I mean, your dependencies have done that. You are very minimalistic, so you are very powerful already. So you say you're saving up money, so that's great. And especially if you want to go tropical, well, the Caribbean is very expensive, but along the coastlines, safety is an issue. Very big.
And the thing is, I cannot do it myself because I'm all alone.
Exactly. That's why we need to expand our network. We make the network. So, but I'm good at bringing people in touch with each other, and we have more people like friends. Talk with Ophelis. He will bring you up to speed because the concepts of a shift are older, but the shift name and Ophelis.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet Ophelis if you can introduce me, and then who knows, maybe I'll meet somebody that I met. I've never done that before.
You've never met people
virtual.
I wonder how far away you guys are.
Hey, truth I am. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm just curious how far you guys are from each other, because apparently he said he was going to move or something here shortly, because he's got no reason to be in Portland anymore. He was in Portland because of that girl.
No.
Oh, so you think he's
because he lived there for a long time.
He's not been here for a long time then, right?
Yeah.
No,
well,
he has lived in Florida for a while because his mother was there, and now his mother's got him married, and so in
right.
Carolina. But he is talking about that, and it's beautiful. You can align the plans. You can flee together. That's how it should. A younger man, wow. I'm a bit, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. He is just the same age difference with me and Laura. 17 years different. And in this case, you are the older one. That's beautiful.
So he's young, right? How old is he?
He's 28 or so.
He's really young.
No, but that's how old are you? You from meeting.
I'm
44.
44?
Yeah.
You're really young too. Come on.
No.
Hey.
That's not
young. That's too young.
So you're being very nice, you guys. So thank you.
Hey, my fiance is 38. So.
How old are you?
I'm 33. Amazing.
Wow.
Number.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's like, I get like more like asked out by young men, like in their late 20s and early 30s, than guys my age. It's very weird. And then the older guys. Like, are now with, like, 20-something-year-olds, like, 40, 50-year-olds are... Because these young girls want... They don't want to work, so they want, like, a daddy. They don't want to...
Yeah.
They want all these old dudes to, like, buy materialistic things for them and, like, take them to fancy fucking restaurants and things like that.
So the middle-aged men are going
And then
for
these
the older
young
women.
Guys, they're not making a lot of money, so they're, like, these... And they're fucking sluts, these young girls. Well, even women in their 40s, like I know a friend of mine, and she just goes on Tinder, and right now she's dating a 28-year-old, and she's like my age, 43. And she's even met the parents. Like, she even went to see the parents for, like, Christmas, and she was worried maybe they were going to be around her age. Like, that would be so weird, you know?
Well, if that's the case, allow that
they
mother.
Were actually older.
Younger, sorry. Laura's mother is younger than me. That's an issue.
That'd be a little awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's when I found that out, it was really awkward.
I feel like too big age of a difference is not that, but I'm old school like that. Like, I would never date like a guy or even go with somebody who's like a lot younger than me, you know, just because of our experiences. And,
2 years?
I've always dated
two years,
men older than me, actually 5-6 years older than me, so...
Ophelis is 16 years younger than you are, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a big age. That's the trial. You know.
But
he's a shooter.
If you could make it with Wyfake and Ophelis together, here, it would be an awesome. Wyfake, he is my age. He's 41.
Ah.
It would be an awesome.
You know what? 33 is the magic number, 33. Are you turning 33 or it's turning 34?
I'm turning 34 in December, so I'm 33.
Okay. Wow, 33 in the year 2021. How do you feel about that?
It's just
are you not like, is this a number?
I follow numbers. I follow Gematria.
Okay. I mean, Jesus even died at 33. I mean, that's like a...
Oh, yeah.
A big number, 33.
See,
I was 33 in my...
It's in the Bible, too.
But 33 is an important number.
They actually mentioned...
Not important, I don't even know what... Yeah,
the Bible is basically another form of Masonic doctrine. It's good,
yeah,
but also
I agree.
Evil.
It was written by Masons, you know that. That's what they say. I mean, it was like how, you know, we're being manipulated with the media and stuff back then. The Bible, too. Like, how many editions of the Bible have they made, you know?
And how many editions have they thrown out of the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Book of Enoch was deleted from that, and I believe there's three different kinds of... There's one, two, and three for Book of Enoch. That's because they tried to manipulate people in that time with certain texts, so they were able to do that if they kept some of those texts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then
do,
over
do
time,
you think
they
the Vatican...
It's kind of like the Mandela effect, you know, how they change little things. Than people's awareness during time, they're like, is it that, or is it because memory is like a weird thing, you know, like how it fades as we get older as people?
Yeah, great research.
Actually, people can still retain a sharp memory, you know, if they have some of that, turmeric that the Indian culture has.
Mm-hmm. That turmeric root, kind of like ginger. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, apparently that
curcuma.
Helps.
Curcuma. Curcuma.
Yeah,
curcuma.
So you think that improves the memory, turmeric?
What's that condition that you get if you're lacking that?
Amnesia?
No.
Amnesia.
No. What do you call what old folks have?
Deficiency?
Dementia. Just our vibration has been lowered, but I'm also very, like, the way I see this world, I just feel like it's, our vibration, everything has been lowered, so even for us to think, right, it's just an illusion, you know, what they put on us.
But the turmeric root is still connected to Gaia and is still...
It'll help
GMO modified and
care.
So I would say, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the off the grid we can seek, I would say, right? You can choose to eat a McDonald's hamburger or make something organic yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Indians use it a lot. I'm Indian.
Aware of it. Cuisine.
Like, even in Zambia, I grew up where we would, my grandparents had a big garden, so they had turmeric root, ginger. They had a papaya tree. They had Mexican apple.
Mexican.
They had that huge trees. These Mexican apples. They like really like to go really tall. And they had like a guava tree, like all kinds. That's like my dream. Like to just if I could like last life here, if in this fake reality that I call it, if I could just live like that, like in a garden, and just make it my own, which. You know, I never thought of that when I was younger. Just when I got older, I was like that's really what, like, we always felt like I'm chasing something, but I'm never happy, like, working in the city, living this, like, fake life with fake relationships with people.
But
and it just, like, came to me, just, like, that's just the life I want, you know.
That's how they know that they've got people under control, is that that you think you live this... You feel helpless. That's
a prisoner, basically, yeah. And
But let's be honest, with your lifestyle here in Colombia, off the grid, simple life, you can live $250 a month. So, I don't know,
yeah,
like the savings.
Yeah, living in America is so expensive. Everything
you have the possibility, to escape in your hands. And I don't know how fast this vaccine passport travel will be implemented, but if you want to leave the U.S., I would have some urgency there. I have it here. Where
I really want. I feel like America is like, they just take every, it's already, you know, like utilities cost a lot. Like I live in the city. Everything, like even if I work, I mean, I do try to save, but it's just like, I live very minimal. And right now I'm not making as much money as I did because after COVID, things have changed. You know, like my paycheck has gone down to like, I used to make like a lot more than I'm making right now. And so I'm like, it goes on electricity and rental. I rent. So it's just like, it's purposely just.
How much do you pay more or less for rent?
I pay $960. And then my electric bill is like around
is
like 160, because I was thinking it's so ridiculous, like how, because I used to pay around like 50, you know.
And this for how much surface area more or less?
Or I just leave it like in a cell, basically a studio.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
It's extreme, man. Yeah. It's extreme.
That is, yeah.
And that is,
I mean, for half of that, you can rent a palace here, you see? That's how it is. That's 1,300 square feet.
A studio in Portland for under $1,000, correct?
Yeah, for me, it's because I've lived here for 10 years. I'm actually paying a lower rate because most people right now are paying like around like $1,500 in downtown Portland. Yeah.
Sorry. Before you said it was temporary, and now you say you were just there for 10 years. What? Okay.
No, I didn't say that, temporary. I've stayed here for 10 years. Yeah.
But you said this is temporary, is what you said.
Yeah, it is temporary. Hopefully.
But I wouldn't call 10 years temporary, sorry.
Well, yeah. I used to live in actually in a one bedroom, but in the same building, I moved like 5 years ago.
Okay.
I used to have a one bedroom, which I was paying like $1,500, and I was like, I don't need this, you know. So, yeah. It's just,
and what are you doing to yourself,
I
exactly?
Because it's
sorry.
My job. I don't commute,
yeah, but,
you know.
But,
and I don't even have
but
a car.
The thing is, now, your job is that you get paid for your skills, for your brain, for a while. Right? That is your job.
Not
so
really
you can
my
have
brain.
That.
I don't really even use my brain. It's more like, okay.
Your
go
sexiness.
Ahead.
Your sexiness.
Yeah. I hope
your charm.
I have
sexiness. Your
sexiness.
Yeah. You have. Otherwise, you
what
wouldn't
you,
have a job.
What are you?
Sales. You can never work your sales if you don't have sexiness. Come on. You know that.
I try to use it to, like, in debt, but it's, yeah. It will go away once I hit 50.
No. Sex is still around when you're 50, sure.
Well, sexiness definitely is still around. Sexiness doesn't depend on sex.
You could be a cougar at 60. Come on.
I don't even know if I want to, like, I don't know. I'm
well, then
like
I'm 58. I'm 58.
Like
it's fine.
Child. I don't want to fuck a child. Like.
Fuck a child?
I'll be fine without
Oh.
If just a relationship is bondage, too, it's too much pressure.
When you're
at
60,
like,
when you haven't
I'm
found
young.
Anyone at 60, the only option is to fuck a child. What is this?
I think you need to have a proper wording with that. I wouldn't fuck a younger adult. How about that?
They would have to ban me right now for just saying those words, you know.
Don't worry. You're not a slave. You can speak
too,
freely.
Okay? Men are not just pedophiles.
Speak freely.
Pedophiles too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So
I married one. No, I'm joking. Yeah, Paola is the same age as you. December. Are you also December born?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm January 7th.
Oh,
like
January
7th.
January 7th. Oh, I'm January 29th.
Are you really? You're not the Capricorn, though, right?
No, I'm it's obviously
right
Aquarius.
That's Aquarius, my bad.
I'm obviously Aquarius, yes.
Yeah.
Jumpy and creative is Aquarius, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Cap. Okay, I'm smoking one. Yeah.
What are you,
okay.
Truth,
so,
man?
Guy Aquarius, I'm a Capricorn, but I'm a Capricorn on the day, so I'm a Sagittarius.
21?
Capricorn.
Are you 21?
Oh, in December?
No, 22.
Really? Oh, 22. Because Paola and her father are both 21, the
22.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys follow the astrology? Like what signs are like complement with each other and like?
Well, if you look at a natal chart, you can look at exactly how you are.
Yeah, I have posted it, but I don't understand it. But I've shared it.
Well, sometimes you need somebody to guide you through that.
There's so much on like. Like, I don't pay attention. I mean, also, like,
is, we have been indoctrinated at school. We have been indoctrinated at school where they think the same way. Astrology is a hoax or is it bullshit. If it would be bullshit, why are they using it then? Like, it's not bullshit.
is the connectivity of Gaia. Because no matter if you approach it completely from a scientific point of view or from a spiritual, religious point of view, the alignment of planets means something.
Shit. That is the most heliocentric I could go as far as following, per se, planets, whatever you want to call them, self-luminaries.
But that's the thing. It's impossible, too. I've never talked to a flat earth astrologer. The whole concept is at the moon around planets, especially, right? That is what really proves the heliocentric model. The moons around planets. That there are other moons around other planets. And that's what we can see with a normal camera. You can see photos, right?
You can see some of them, but not all of them.
No, and a lot of them are fake, right? Because they're just made up by NASA and it's lost 5 kilometers or so.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Guys, I think I'm going to step off. I just need to do some errands and my day off, and then I work again tomorrow, so I'm like, just got to get some stuff. But if you guys are still on the thing, I'll come back.
Nice, yeah. Thanks,
all right.
Yeah.
It was nice chatting to all of you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, don't be a stranger.
I like chatting.
Don't be a stranger, don't be a slave.
I like coming on voice chat, so if you guys ever on it, I always like jump in when I have time, you know, so.
Yeah.
Thank you for making me participate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Until next time.
Hopefully
Apollos will be around.
Okay. Yeah. Have a good day. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. It's funny, as I am, that you also recognize the sexiness of older women.
Hey, man, I'm just saying, it's like older women are much more attractive than younger women are. Typically, just from an intellectual standpoint, at least.
Yeah, they're like, Paola is the opposite of intellectual. I knew that, right? She was always very superficial and problematic. So she was never interested so much.
I mean, being sexy is one thing. How about being sexy?
Caring. Love it. That's impossible to resist. Such a beautiful smile, beautiful. She's an actor. She plays a role. She's afraid of herself. And that is true. And I've never been able to get that out of her. That's what makes her an enormous. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's nice to have her around. Serve her. I mean, she's definitely got a lot to say about a lot of shit.
That's the thing, and it's beautiful that you and your wife.
What's that, dude?
It's beautiful that you and your fiancée are there as well. It's a couple. I have a unique point of view together. And that's not everyone can say that, right? I mean, I split up because of that in the end, right? Because of our differences in both views. We talked about children.
Yeah.
It works. So in your case, it works. Yes, other people are struggling with this issue of love.
I mean, I would like to think that her and I have a bright future together. So.
And you have, if you are aligned, right? Yeah. I mean, just the same. It's just like marriage. If you're aligned, you have a good future together. You work together towards goals and things. And it's not set in stone, right? Nobody sets in stone. It's 23rd of January, I want to have a date now.
Right.
Your plans are staying there where you are or going to get there?
For now. For now it's a temporary thing. Actually her friend is we're helping her friend move from Pennsylvania back to Denver over here. So we're making the same exact move that we did, only we're moving her stuff again.
Nice. Yeah, you're accumulating. You have the same experience already, you come from different places, it doesn't matter. But you create bonding, you create a tribe already. Hopefully that also awakes people.
Right. Well, I mean, that's how you function in a society, right? Is you surround yourself with similar kinds of people?
Ideally, yes. And that is what the slave system where really works in and is enslaved by. So things is completely hammered out there because it's all surrounding you from childhood, right? School system, same thing. It's surrounding people with people you don't want to be with. It's the whole point of it, right? School and
prison. I mean, shit.
Design, yeah.
Prison, I mean, not only does the schools look like prison, but, I mean, also, none of the kids like you, typically. Like, you really have to go out of your way to try and be friends with somebody. It's like, everything is just not organic at all. Forced.
That's why taking your kids out of school is the first step you can take as a parent. Your kids, it's regulations to stop the indoctrination of life and throw the TV out. All of them. All of the media.
That's nice.
And that's TV if you play games or so, if you want to watch movies or documentaries about nature.
Hey, Gaia, Beautiful Serenity wants to ask you something.
Yes?
How are you?
Hey, nice to talk to you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just curious if you're ever interested, and we could video chat, but would you ever let me give you a reading? But my readings aren't like tarot cards. They are, they go in depth from past lives, the things that have happened in this life, and then also like what could be blocking you, which is like your greatest heart's desire is to find.
Yeah, I'm open to this.
What's that?
I'm open to this, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can figure something out.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah, I really want to have my laptop back because my sound, as you can hear, is horrible.
Okay.
That's
okay. Yeah, we can, what I would
and
want
video,
to do.
Video, yeah, we have to find a video, you know, the Discord video, it's so bad. Now,
oh, yeah, no problem.
It started working before, it didn't work at all. Zoom works, but Discord is, so.
Yeah, that's, I usually give that option so that, because sometimes if someone's never had a reading before, it makes it easier for them to, like, see my face, you know?
Sorry, is it necessary to communicate via video if you want to?
No, it's whatever you're comfortable with, I'm fine with, so.
I'm comfortable with video.
Okay, yeah, whatever. And then all I would want you to do for the next, like, couple of days is just to start to write down any questions you have. Even if it's, like, I mean, I heard you mention something about your dad. Like, any questions you have about anything in your life, past, present, or future, because it's going to pull that in, and then I'll be able to help you with those answers.
Cool.
Because there is somebody that's like...
In return, can I teach you some Spanish then?
What's that?
In return, can I teach you some Spanish?
In return, some Spanish.
Oh, sure. That works.
Yes, we make money just here.
Okay. But yeah, and then...
Exchange value.
Yeah, not a problem.
That's social credit, right? This is social credit. You have social credit, I have social credit, and we complement it.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with. Because I'm someone where I have, like, shamanism. Like, I have, like, a shamanic soul. So there are times where I know that it's just more of, like, my soul is giving back to you whatever you've given to everybody else. It's like the universe giving back to you, you know.
It's acting upon karma, of the conscience of Christ.
Right. Yeah. And then, but you do. You have a woman that's waiting for you. It's just that there's this door that needs to be healed first before you can open that, and you know that, you know?
The first thing is I need to walk properly.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I need to walk properly. That is the first issue in my...
I can't catch you, man. You gotta talk directly into that mic.
I don't know where the microphone is. So I need to walk properly, and need to have my microphone back. You hear that?
I can hear you much better now. You talked.
So now that's the thing, arise, rest, mogoyas, coronas, pandemia, corona cookies.
Mm, yeah. Whenever you're ready, we'll do it in like the next couple of days. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will find the time. Next couple of days, I won't let my doctor back yet, but a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. You can even like pick the date and tell me. I'm cool with that.
Yes, nice.
So this way it'll give you time to journal. So, and there's no time limit. This thing takes 3 hours, it takes 3 hours. Doesn't bother me.
No.
So, I want you to be...
That is also something, living in Latin America makes you lose the concept of time so much more. I already had that before, so I was feeling like a fish in water because I was living in Germany and it was literally, I had a meeting at 4. And at 4 and 2 minutes, they started calling me, you know. Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. I was already left in that sense, but this makes, I mean, time, Gaia defines time. She defines time.
Exactly. Exactly. Time is linear. It's just we have time to help us.
Our concept of time is linear, but I don't know if you have done psychedelics, but psychedelics makes you expand on that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And truth speaking, it's like psychedelics. It's like reading someone. Not for
everyone. Yeah. I've learned that time, sitting with Mother Earth, she explained that time is just was created to help humans be regimented because Earth was evolving. So it's just to help people with the concept of here and there, but then somebody took it and decided to manipulate it, and that's why things seem so off.
If I have my Greek mythology right, Kronos is Gaia's father.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
I'm not really deep into Gaia's mythology, I just like the name. And well, geology comes from Gaia, right? Geography, everything, Geo, comes from Gaia.
Right. Yeah, because my... I was connecting with Gaia through the Hindu realm for a while. So I've connected with her in different, like, aspects, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. How is their concept of Gaia? What is their mythology of
it? Say it again.
How is their concept of Gaia?
Oh, with Hinduism, I found everything, because they're so grateful for the earth, and the animals and the plants. So it's just like it's almost like connecting with Gaia through like a Native American way. It's very grounding. And it's just, I don't know how to explain. It's like you can feel her roots more, if that makes sense. But if you connect with Gaia through like the Greek realm, it's more like of the fire and the air, like those elements.
Elements.
The elements, yeah.
It's elementary, yeah. And that is indeed, I must say, how I approach things as well. Geology is very elementary, right?
Right.
It's hard to fake a sense, though. That's why there's a fossil hoax. There's no dino hoax. There's a fossil hoax.
Right.
Not specific to dinos, and not only dinos. I've seen dino fossils in the field, not in the museum. In the field.
Right.
So,
yeah, because like I connected to Gaia through Kuan Yin, which is more of your Asian realm. And then you get more like water and snow and rain, like those elements. So it's interesting how Gaia will come through in different elements depending on how you're connecting, you know.
Yes. Yeah, here it's Bachue in the Muisca.
Right.
The Muisca are the fourth biggest civilization of the Americas nobody knows about. If everybody knows about the Inca, the Aztec, and the Maya, nobody knows about the Muisca here. Why? Because they didn't build pyramids and stone structures, but they made a lot of things with gold. The biggest collection of gold, public gold, is here in the city in Bogota. That's why the airport's called El Dorado. It's El Dorado.
Right.
I have a photo. I took it with my drone, but it's still. But there's no gold here. The thing. I'm a geologist, right? I know there's no gold. What they did, they've sold. And with salt, they traded with other people from far away. But in their concept of religion, Bachue was mother. She was born out of a lake, like many of them. And she got a son, and then later she married her son.
You're talking about like the Egyptians, right?
No, this is the Muisca.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that sounds like the, I think that's like a story in the Egyptian realm. Isis, something like that. Yeah, something like that. They all mirror stuff. Wait, do you have it plugged into the mic?
But that's not surprising. In Egypt, a lake is also very sacred.
Right, because just like think of the Knights of the Round Table. How they have Lady of the Lake. I might take like Avalon, Lady of the Lake, where the sword came out of, Excalibur. Everything mirrors each other.
And it makes sense because it's Gaia inspiring people. I mean, look at our engineering. Everything is based on nature in the end, right? Even a car, it's hard to recognize it, but the workings of machinery is based on how nature works.
Right. I mean, wheel was out of Earth, and that's how it started, so, yeah.
I mean, what other shapes are there? Now we're in the transmutant age already that we're injecting people with DNA-modifying shit. That's the boundary, right? And so we should, and it's beautiful what we talk, and we should stick together, and we should have safe spaces everywhere in the world, exclave, let's say, right? Thank you, Mark Zellman, to talk about these things like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And you and me will never meet just for life if we don't cannot. I cannot travel to you. I would love to.
You never know, you know?
No, but the thing is, I'm not counting on these things. It creates false realities, and I don't. Because I make it happen then. Make me a face fake password, and then let's do it. And right, get the money together. Okay, that's fine. That's normal. But the traveling will become very cheap anyway.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that. I always say you never know, because it could be the kind of thing where we all meet in like an astral realm. We could, you know what I mean?
Okay, in that sense, yes. In that sense.
Yeah. So that's why I always say you never know. Like, because yeah. I swear sometimes you can meet, like there was a girl that I connected with in Canada years ago, and I would see her through other people all the time, you know, and she would see me through, like thinking it was me. Through other people, and it's just interesting how, like, sometimes, you know, it's like a soul thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. Yes. Yeah, but yeah. You need the physical contact-wise. That's why I hope it can still happen with an urgency with the vaccine passport.
And when's your birthday?
Not more my birthday, but I mean, people coming to Colombia, right? And the roller coaster ride was not the example for, and it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
The last thing, so very well. But anyway, the thing is, I've met so many people online, and I've invited them to come to Colombia, even for my birthday, where you guys are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not for my birthday alone, but it's been so beautiful. It's very inviting, and so if you can still make these travels, you will not regret it, because it's Colombia. I'm not selling Colombia. Colombia sells itself.
Yeah. That's crazy. But when's your birthday?
I mean, I have my birthday is 29th of January, so I just had it. But the palace is the meeting place for when the. So what I want is go 1 year off grid or so, and then test that out, and then come back and have a place here for when people are traveling.
You're trying to collect data so you can also tell other people how to live that life.
No, not really, because
no?
What I want is first. The thing is, what I want is stability for myself and Molly and my family.
Hi, this is Matthew.
This is Maria Laquita.
Mark Manuel. This is OBF.
Noise level, Polly Milton.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
There were some long-time classics in there. How you doing, mate? You're listening to the audio chat. So. Join the chat again. Pick your word. Please, what were we talking about? Yeah, no, the thing is, it's not prescribing, it's not a religion, it's not an ideology, it's a philosophy, it's a, you live your life in a certain way, by certain principles, but by working together, we can make things happening, that's the thing, working together, just connecting our brain, this what we're doing now is bouncing brains, brainstorming, is forming ideas, and ideas
right.
Make plans, ideally, is working together, right, I mean, you work in sales, you know all about.
Oh, it takes 17 seconds to manifest something, so yeah.
That's why a shift tries to be as concise as possible. Please look up a shift on Wikipedia. There you see a lot. I can share it, but it takes me so long to get the page. On Wikipedia, you can access it on the blog.
Okay.
Click on the Wikipedia with the wizard link, and then you find it. There you see it in 5 words, in 3 words, a shift. Shamanistic age. Independently fighting tyranny.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, we can make meaning of these words, and everybody can make meaning of them. I'm not prescribing anything, right? There is no other brand in the world that exists that does that. We cannot interpret Apple or McDonald's and make it your brand. This does it. Have you heard this sales idea before?
Say that again?
You work in sales. Have you heard this sales idea before? Marketing.
I have, yeah.
I mean, just the thing, I'm not inventing new things and just combining things. Right. But
right.
Also for my personal career experience, right? I worked
right.
In the slave system. I worked 80 hours a week. I mean, the palace is coming from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
My whole pension, everything is in here. My mother.
Have you ever been to Peru?
Oh, yes, man. The best food in the world.
Have you ever been to Machu Picchu? I know I'm saying that wrong.
No, this is the thing. I've never been there.
I feel like you gotta go.
Yeah. I'm not in my mind I'm traveling, but I'm not planning any travels outside Colombia anymore.
Right.
Reason.
You
overland.
Never
that's a nice adventure. I mean, that is within the realm of possibility if you get overland that's accessible with a legal trail or whatever, right? I mean, okay, that would be nice. But
I would love
to go on Atacama Desert. I mean, watching the stars in the Atacama Desert in Chile.
That would be that would be amazing.
Well, the mini version, that is what I want to do with Lifefake and Spellison, if you can make it with you too. That's the Coa Desert here in Colombia. In IMI Radio, you will see the Colombia Truth Trail shared. So hunting fincas, going to the Chicamocha Canyon. And
say that one more time.
Hunting fincas, hunting a piece of land. Going to the Chicamocha and driving through, especially with my style, through the Chicamocha Canyon and going to the Tatacoa Desert. Those are the three objectives. Whatever excursion hopefully will happen in June, July, you have to ask the question, you too, yourself, where do you want to spend the 4th of July?
Where do I want to
spend the 4th of July? I mean, let's be honest, I think something will happen around that day.
Yeah.
But ask yourself the question, where do you want to spend it? Do you want to spend it with Biden? Or if you can still do holidays, do you want to spend it in Colombia? Ideally, the three of you guys. Me, the four, sit in the car, and beautiful trip to Colombia.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would love to travel for that day, but it would all depend on finance.
I mean, life here is way cheaper than wherever you are. So that's easy. It's not as cheap as Asia, right? It's not Thailand, so it's much cheaper than here. But it's still very cheap compared to the U.S., especially Portland.
And you have good coffee?
If you find it. No. Yes. The worst coffee in my life, I drank in the coffee region of Colombia. No,
that's
funny. Yeah, beautiful. Coffee, fruit. The food is not as great as in Peru, I must say, but it is so much. And so much organic, that's the thing. It's so connected to Gaia. So many different fruits from regions, you know, like the climate is so diverse. It's fucking cold here, but where we're going to the north, it's Chicamocha Canyon there. It's California temperature, Southern California temperature. Here it's like May 4th or October 4th. But you have traveled to other countries.
Say that one more time.
You have traveled to other countries.
Have I traveled to other countries? Yeah, I've been, off the top of my head, I've been to Italy and Mexico. And then I've been to a bunch of islands.
Oh, which islands? I love islands.
Been to Bermuda, Bahamas.
You're the first person in the world I've heard went to Bermuda.
Really? Bermuda is amazing. Bermuda is absolutely amazing.
In the middle of the Atlantic. How can it be amazing?
It is.
No, I've been in the middle of the Atlantic, also on the island of the Azores. It's also amazing. The Pico Island, especially. Amazing.
Right. Yeah, I've been to St. George and Bermuda. They're all, like, right there.
St. George? Is that an island?
Yeah.
Cool. And the Bahamas, where have you been?
The Bahamas, it was just a cruise, so it always takes you, like, right to the center of it. Of it all, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. I have seen the boats in Nassau.
Yeah. But with the Bahamas, let me see. Bermuda is just like, everything's so like, food's good, everyone's so kind. It's beautiful, very clean.
Very expensive.
Oh, God, yeah. Very expensive. That's because everything's imported, and they know that people are going to pay for it, so, yeah.
The thing with islands is no escape. Now in the Bahamas, I was there doing a course. It was beautiful. I was doing a snorkeling, geological snorkeling course. It's amazing. I was working for Shell back then. I was talking telling my colleagues, and they were back in Holland doing a course, snorkeling 5 days on a boat in the Bahamas. grilling on the boat in the evening and drinking, playing games. Beautiful, right? And paradise. We're sitting there in the lagoon, and then the speedboat came with cold beer. It was 32 degrees centigrade temperature water
What is it? But yeah, I was there a couple of days earlier, and I was walking there like I always am, walking wherever I am, in Nassau, in the middle of the day, and in this typical American-style suburb streets, right, very wide, but, and there was a group of local people there. Hey, white boy, what are you doing here? You got any money on you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey. Mm-hmm. And I was just, I just kept walking and I didn't pay attention to it. And nothing happened. But later in the evening, I saw on the news, back then I was still watching some news myself, and they said that in the last 2 months there were 5 tourists involved and killed and so on there in Nassau, and it was a pretty dangerous place. But I was just walking on, and I was just not listening and not reacting. And I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more islands. Than Bahamas and Bermuda?
Say that one more time.
Have you been to more islands than the Bahamas and Bermuda?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
I guess I've taken a bunch of cruises and they've gone to smaller islands. I just can't think of the names of them off the top of my head.
Saint Martin, have you been to Saint Martin?
So.
Curacao, have you been to Curacao? Cruise? Did you go to Curacao?
What's that?
Curacao?
Oh, and you said in the south? Further south?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I've mainly traveled in the cruises I've taken. So, pretty much all in the Atlantic Ocean.
So you're based on the tropics. You want to go tropics. Where do you? First thing is where do you speak the language? Is that the most?
The language? Is that what you're asking? Mostly, everybody spoke English. The most part.
Yeah. Are the thing is, if you want to go for English, then it's all expensive. Because you have Barbados, Trinidad, everything, the Caribbean is just all very simple. And getting your hands on piece of land there is...
Right, yeah.
Just
that's why it's easier to take a cruise. Yeah.
You need Spanish or Portuguese if you want to visit.
Right, yeah, exactly. Have you ever been to Portugal?
Yes, I've been to Portugal. Yeah, so it's like I said, but also Portugal.
I want to go to Fatima in Portugal.
You want to go to where?
Fatima in Portugal.
Yeah.
Where she appeared.
I've not been there, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Moody. Hey. I'm not saying that to my girlfriend. You know, you hear it's not my girlfriend.
What's her name?
No, but the thing is, she's a teenager now. She's about 14, 15 or something, in human years. So she is, and I keep her completely free on the streets, which is unique. And sometimes irritates people, but she is just so curious.
She loves
to be her.
Right? She loves
you. If you're on Instagram, look at Molly Mishka.
Oh yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Oh cool. Look up Molly Mishka and connect. I cannot upload new photos now, but there are enough photos and videos. It's Molly here in Bogota. And she is a magnet. She is, and already from the photos you see already a lot, but the way she interacts with people is so lovely that I can get away with almost anything. Right? That is a weapon I have.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And that is what I have here now with the village here in the city. I don't know how to be more off the grid in another place. Right? I get new contacts and it's harder to get into a new environment. Right? But traveling-wise, it's still possible. And so, now, I don't know how it is even outside of Bogota and mask-wise. Maybe they tell you everywhere you have to wear a mask and go, just out of my reach, right? But I can at least provide a nice experience. You know? Long history and organizing for show, I should say. Well,
gotcha.
Going to Spain, organizing excursions. But I want to, the Caribbean islands. I love islands.
Yeah, same
especially
here.
Volcanic islands.
Yeah, yeah. I like to be able to, hear all the stories and be able to, be at the edge of an island, how it meets, the sand and the water and just all of that.
I'm my radio again. I want to you see my art of time.
Okay.
When you visit the time of the Paula, from
visited
quite some islands in the world, and then I made a drawing of the island, shape of the island.
Cool. That's awesome. I have a cousin who lives in Hawaii, and he paints the islands all the time. And it's just it's so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give the phone back to my husband so you can talk to him.
Yes, yes. Okay, cool. It was a great night. Thanks.
Yeah, anytime. I look forward to talking to you.
Yes, absolutely. And next to I'm a radio. I'm also seeing that.
Okay.
What's going on in the fakeologist world? Where is everybody?
Yeah, good question. Maybe they're busy with the clown world. They're letting the poison in. Do you have a dog as well?
No, no dogs. Me and Christina had dogs growing up, but actually, we got a few cats. We're dog and cat people. All animal lives matter.
Wear a mask if you want to, or you could leave the mask behind. You really don't need to cover your face with a diaper all the freaking time.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can act like your mask will save the whole world, leaving common sense behind.
No, I guess it's just me on the live stream. This is the truth I am. I'm here with my fiance, beautiful Serenity 320. Quite insightful here. Giving her own 2 cents to Gaia, and apparently there's going to be a future reading going on between those two.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Jeffrey, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
So yes, again, this is I am checking in. Anywho, just want to say it's a pleasure being back on the server. Looking forward to the future and beyond, exposing media fakery, exposing the corporate agenda of America, spreading lies to other countries through the manipulation.
That's all, folks.